earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
Who gave up jobs and security? Show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to
do. Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington's Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
Hey, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We can thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program on this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
What should I do to attract a gentleman that I see, that I like him?
Try putting a prelude in your place. Well, you know, a douche might help.
Oh, you bastard. You kissed my ass.
Your ass is bigger than a city bus. Is there a family of immigrants living in your ass crack?
You want to crawl up there and find out?
Your mom tasted so good.
The Don and Mike Show.
For all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi. 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 Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know good fella book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I was talking to Phil. Listen, his mother didn't taste so good.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
Sure is.
Yeah. Son of Christ, there he is. Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Spear, Lift, and Shovel, and all the ships at sea. Currently taking place 8 years ago from now, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday, June 1-5.
Wow, is it already?
Yep, June 15th, and we are coming to you again from our New York City radio station, WNEW 102.7 FM. Another day of broadcasting live from New York. Now, today, really, we got to keep a schedule. We have so much stuff. You know, normally we're a show with no structure at all. Today, though, we have structure.
We have structure, and we have discipline.
Well, we have structure.
Yeah, and we may be looking for discipline.
We're working on the discipline, so we've got stuff we've got to get to.
All right.
Yes, and he's a big part of it today.
Absolutely.
P. Diddy will be on the show today.
It tastes so good.
with the Ask Peter Johnson segment. Where do I start here?
Where do you begin?
Well, we got a place. We got a New York place.
Yay. Right. You're in a New York state of mind.
Yeah,
baby.
We got the place for all the talk about how tough it is to find a rat-infested crack house in New York.
Yes.
We had no problem finding one.
You nailed one.
Yeah, we got one. We got a nice one. And Frieda and I today doing the true New York experience.
Right.
What she did yesterday was go into a bunch of different places.
Mm-hmm.
And she whittled the list down to three or four that we were going to go visit today.
Right.
And she said, hey, you know what would be a good idea? Let's take the subway. And I said, hey, great idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't taken the subway in New York in 20 years.
Sure, and, you know, if you really want to get around here, that's the way to do it.
So we're, like, at 56th Street, and we got to get to 72nd Street.
Right.
We go down the stairs to the subway. And
I'm looking forward to hearing this, because, you know, as someone who has not done that yet, I want to know the ropes.
She says to me, I want to stop and ask the lady in the bulletproof glass selling the tokens how we get to 72nd Street.
Okay.
And I said to her, please, dear child, first, you're dealing with someone who has lived in New York before.
Oh, my God.
Second, why don't you just wear a sign that says, take my money, rape me, kill me, and leave me by the side of the road?
Right.
I said, no, don't look at the map. Don't ask for directions.
Sure.
Just buy the tokens. And right here, uptown. You see this? Uptown. That's where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the tokens. We're down there. We're waiting for the subway train. And a train pulls up. And she says to me, is this our train? And I said, yeah, I think it is. And she said, well, I want to ask somebody. And at this point, she's turning to just talk to someone who's standing there waiting for the train.
Right.
And I immediately get that thing where we're going to be recognized as out-of-towners.
Well, yeah. Well, you are if you're doing that.
And I said to her, shut up. Get on the train. This is our train. I lived here. I took the subway to work every day.
Right.
This is our train. She's like, okay, fine. Settle down. We get on the train. It's nice. It's air-conditioned. Leaves the station. Subway leaves. We see the signs flashing by. There goes 72nd Street, where we wanted to get off.
Oh, you're on an express.
Not a little. We're on an express. Now we're up to 96th Street. Now we're up to 112th Street.
Oh.
And it is a non-stop train to Hell, New York.
Wow.
We are on a train that we cannot get off of.
Right.
And when we finally...
Are you just freaking out like nobody's business?
No, I'm acting like I know what's happening.
Right.
Frida says to me, and she says it real loud. You know, and thank God most people in the subway have the headphones on. They're listening to the music. But she says real loud, hey, honey, that's 72nd Street. That was the exit we wanted. Why? Look at that. This is an express train. You got us on the wrong subway. Who knows where we're going to end up?
Oh, like, no.
We're all going to die.
Quiet. I say, listen, I know what I'm doing. I said, we're on the right subway. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, the whole time, at this point, I have no idea where we're going to end up.
Right.
And when the train finally stopped, which was approximately 15 minutes later.
Oh, my God.
We got out and we walked into a war zone.
We got out and
we went up above ground for a moment, clutched my wife's purse and said, let's crawl down like the rats that we are and see if we can get back to where we came from.
Right.
So we get downstairs and she said, okay, now this time let me ask questions about how we get back to either 72nd Street or 56th Street. And I said, no, listen, I know I effed it up the first time, but that lane there is for the express train. The other one is for the local train. I said, so what we do is we wait for the express train that let us off here. We'll get on the same express train, and it will stop at 56th Street. We'll end up exactly where we started.
Right.
She said, I would really feel more comfortable asking someone. And I said, no, don't ask someone. I said, look at us. Look at you. You have on a skirt, and she had that look when women wear tennis shoes and white socks with their skirts.
Right.
And I said, and look at me. I got on a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. I might as well be wearing a sign that says, please just take my money now. I said, so let's get back on. We're going to get here. It is right here. Look, the train's here. The express train is here.
Right.
56th Street, here we go.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you say the express train is here, did you see anything on the train that would indicate that it was an express train?
It said express.
Express, but it could be an express to anywhere.
As I found out.
It could be an express to the financial district.
As I found out.
Right.
Because we got on the train, and again, my logic was, it's on the same track going the other way. I mean, it's on the parallel track, but it's an express train, and if the other one stopped at 56th Street, well, certainly going the other way, it'll stop at 56th Street. So we get on the train, we're sitting down, and everything's fine, and the numbers are getting smaller, and it's 112th Street, 102nd Street,
good.
You know, 80th Street, 72nd Street, where we wanted to go in the first place.
Right.
And I turned to Frida, I go, see? It's not so tough. And then I laid it on. I said, you know who I am? I said, I am Old Yeller. I said, because once I am somewhere one time.
Yeah, Mr. Direction.
I don't need direction.
The human compass.
I remember how to get places.
Uh-huh.
And as I swear to God, as I'm saying this, she says, oh, really? You see what's the sign that just went by? It's going by so fast, I can't see 56th Street. Well, as it turns out, we're on an express train that goes all the way the other way.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Where did you end up? I don't... The streets didn't have numbers where we got off.
Oh.
It's not like we got off at 30th Street or 24th Street or 12th Street or 6th Street. We just got off where there was a street. They ran out of numbers.
I mean, well, what kind of area were you in?
It was close to New Jersey, I think. I mean, it was a, it was a very a very industrial area where
right.
we got off. We took it one way. We ended up in the ghetto. We took it the other way. We ended up like where Tony Soprano works.
Maybe Hoboken or something like that.
No, it wasn't New Jersey literally, but
right.
we got off the subway. And
I don't know.
We come up to the top. And
I was hoping to get pick your brain for information. I'm getting really none right now.
Well, I really don't know where we were. Because at that point, I said that she started yelling at me. We're on the street. And again,
right.
I'm all about perceptions. I said, don't tell me like you're wearing sneakers and you're wearing your skirt. And I got a Hawaiian shirt. And we're good. People are going to know we're tourists. And we don't know what we're doing. Let's just walk.
The out-of-towners.
Let's right. just walk. So she says, great. You know what we can do? We can walk to one of these apartments. My wife figures out. She looks at a map.
Mm.
Now, at this point, I'm terribly embarrassed because we're standing on a street corner somewhere in New York, and my wife pulls out this gigantic-ass map.
Is that the same one you had in here a while ago?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's the one that says, I'm a tourist map.
Right. She's holding up this gigantic, big-ass map. And she's
right.
looking all around to see what street we're on, and now... You know, whatever I think, be damned, she's asking people as they walk by.
Asking directions.
She's saying, excuse me, do you know where Avenue of the Americas is? Excuse me, do you know where how we could get to 72nd Street from here? So she figures it out that we're really not that far.
Good.
Yeah, we might as well have a sign that says Mugga.
Wait, you went by 56th Street.
Yes.
And then you got off down... past 56th Street.
Way down.
But you're close to where you were.
No, we took a cab.
Oh, you took a cab.
when we got down to where we didn't know where we were in the industrial area,
right?
We took a cab.
To where?
To bring us back up near 70th Street.
Okay.
And at that point, my wife says, great, I remember this from yesterday. We want to be in the area of 72nd Street. And she says, let's walk. Let's just get out of the cab and walk.
Nice neighborhood?
Yeah, very nice neighborhood.
Right.
She says, we'll find the place. Well, we start walking. And we start walking, and we continue walking, and we are walking, and I am sweating. And my wife, of course, is lovely. She runs 10 miles a goddamn day. She's
right.
really anorexic. She's wonderful. She's actually going at this speed down the street. She's walking like she's
blind.
She's doing her power walk, and
right.
I am a half mile behind her. And I swear, I screamed at one point, hey, Black Beauty, slow down. I said, hey, Secretariat, you know, not all of us can move at your speed. Slow down.
Come on.
So she stops and she waits for me.
Right.
And then I got the lecture that I knew I was going to get. Well, listen, old yeller, if you hadn't put us on the wrong subway
sure.
to begin with and taken us out to the ghetto, then taken us to the industrial area, then we would have already been there. And now you're bitching because you're having to walk a few blocks. And I said, walk a few blocks? I have counted. We have walked 13 blocks. And she stopped and she dropped the purse and she said, oh, she says, I'm going to alert the media. My husband walked 13 blocks today.
Oh, God.
Like, Jesus, I could not win.
But you finally found it?
Yeah, we found it, and it worked out fine.
Good.
It worked out fine.
And that was the first time you'd seen it, right?
Yes.
And you like it?
Yeah.
Good. You like your New York City digs?
Yes. And at that point, you know, frankly, I could have walked into a bathroom, and
right.
I would have said, great, let's take it. It
would have been fine.
Let's get out of here. So We do the stuff we gotta do, and we get back in a cab, and we get back to the hotel. Oh, wait, I forgot to tell you that this morning, Bart, my son, and Lisa, our producer, and her boyfriend, Nick, they got up before sunrise.
Wow.
So that they could be among the mooks to stand at the Today Show to see Sugar Ray.
Ah, youth, young people, because, you know, you had turned in last night, and Lisa and her boyfriend and I actually had a little nightcap before retiring, and I was just, I mean, I was out of it. I opened my eyes at 7:15 this morning just to turn on the Today Show, and I fortunately turned it on right about the time they were going out to Willard,
right
after they showed Al Roker's knee scar. And you know, I logged about 5 minutes with it and said, okay, that's enough. And went back to dreamland.
Yeah, you ever wonder how come Al Roker's knees are giving up on him? Take a look at that gigantic ass that those knees have to crate around.
Boy, I tell you, you know, you looked at Al Roker, and then Matt Lauer was busting his chops about not shaving. He said, well, I haven't really showered in a few days. And he had that look of a man that had spent a good portion of time in bed.
Oh.
A little gamey, little butt cheese happening on Al Roker.
So my kid gets up, you know, at the crack of dawn to go down there. And we're awakened by the alarm going off early. And I wake up, I don't know, my usual time. I got up like at 6:30 today. And before 7:30, Bart came back. And I said, "What do you? I didn't expect to see you till after 9 o'clock." And he said, "Oh, Dad, it really sucked. There's just a bunch of idiots standing outside." And
welcome.
You know what did you expect?
Right.
But he hasn't learned his lesson yet, because as we speak now,
right,
he and Lisa's boyfriend Nick are among the mooks standing out in Times Square in front of TRL.
TRL, going down there to see old Carson Daly.
That's where they are now. So that's what he's doing right now.
Which will be, you know, just a younger group of idiots.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's basically what it's going
to
be.
Absolutely. And when we had dinner last night, we got to throw a plug to the Palm Restaurant.
Yeah, you know, they treat us well down there.
Man, that was good.
You're ever in New York City, check out the Palm. It's a great restaurant.
The beautiful Palm Restaurant. Because I think largely, in fact, because we had some extra people in the group who don't normally travel with us, namely,
right,
you know, my wife and my son and Lisa's boyfriend, Nick.
Right.
This is for you, Mike.
Yes.
You put on one
Thank
hell
you.
Of a food show for
well,
us last
I,
night.
I felt that there was a little tension at the table, and that, you know, perhaps, you know, I probably had one or two more. There are two ways it can go with me. You know that. It is normally all or nothing, right? And on a normal night, it would have been a nothing night for me. I didn't feel really like partying. But then I said, you know, I think we'll go one step further and get a little levity into the situation. And what better prop than a huge lobster in front of me to play with and
put up your nose in your ears on your eyebrows.
I liked the eyebrows. The eyebrows were fun, but yeah, I liked it up the nose the best. I really enjoyed that, and it was a special moment. It was an interesting dynamic at that table last night.
I mean,
you know, you're like me. You get uptight when family's involved, and you know, because your family treats you differently than we treat you, which is normal. And
yeah, you guys treat me nice, and they treat me like crap.
It was, you know, it was interesting. You know, the only thing that I took away from you and your wife last night was the major debate about her playing the piano. that was the major debate last night.
Well, you know, listen, she brings this thing up that she says, you know, we're talking about our kid, about, you know, and everybody brags on their kids.
Right.
About what a great musician my son is. And
sure,
he's
right,
a whiz on the piano. And Frida says, well, you know, she says, I take piano lessons, too. I've been playing for 7 years. And I said, yeah, it's really paid off.
Yes, I know.
It's really paid off.
That's when it began, right there.
And she said, well, I have more musical talent than you do. And I said, oh, no way. I've heard you play the piano. You do not. And she says, well, all you do is play the drums. And I said, I agreed, it takes no musical talent to play the drums, but I'm better playing the drums than you are playing the piano.
Right.
And
right,
then we got into the, I mean, that's how it is normally at my house.
Is that really the way it,
yes,
it goes normally?
And yes.
Because you know what I noticed is your son is unflappable. It doesn't faze him. I would say we were all more uptight at that table than your son was, because you
get used to it.
You get it all the time. I don't see it very, I get, you know, we get a little taste of it on the show, but last night, I'm looking and I'm going, this is all okay, right?
This is
everything's fine.
That
here
was a good night for us last night.
Okay.
You know, and understand, it's not like my wife and I are not sitting there going, oh, I hate you.
You have spirited debate.
We do.
You have spirited debate. It's kind of a take no prisoners debate.
And I say to anyone who would dare to, and I'm sure someone will call at some point, if not today, very soon, to say, boy, you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, you know, come live in my shoes. Come live with my wife for 24 hours.
Let me tell you. You did. And you handled that. You handled that very well.
Because my wife is the supreme ball buster.
And I would like to make another statement about last night's dinner.
Yeah.
We have been coming up to New York. We have been on the road for probably this year. We have had more road trips.
More than ever.
Been away from home more than we ever have before. I will tell you that I have not seen this man, Buzz Burbank, speak nearly as much.
You're right.
I finally figured it out. Here's the deal. This is why your wife is in love with Buzz Burbank, because Buzz, who says 8 words a meal most of the time.
All of a sudden,
naturally, Buzz is doing the Buzzina monologues.
I mean, yeah, right, he is.
It was incredible. He just went nuts. Now, I don't think he's trying to impress because, he's known Frieda for as long as we all have.
No, he frankly has someone he can relate to.
Absolutely. Yes. That's what it was. And Buzz just, did you have any idea how animated you were and how
I did.
Vocally you were?
I enjoyed it. Well, Frieda's delightful. We had a great time, great conversation last night.
Delightful.
She and I agree on a lot of things. I have a lot of similar interests.
Now, see, okay,
so we have much to discuss.
Here's how the discussion goes. Frieda says something, and Buzz says, "Hey, I agree."
Right.
So of course, of course, you get along with Frieda because you agree with all of her cockamamie theories on life.
I think what it is Frieda's crazy about Buzz. Frieda tolerates me, but knows that most of the time I'm going to kind of smirk and look at you once in a while. And then Frieda, the best of my knowledge, pretty much categorically ignores Rob because she knows that she has no relationship with Rob. That Rob is yours. 100%.
We all know that.
Totally and completely.
Well, it started for me last night when we were arranging who was going to sit where at the table.
Yes, I know.
And I said, okay, let's see. I got to be sitting next to Rob.
Right.
And I do have to sit next to Rob.
It starts there.
We have to have our private moments together.
Exactly.
And then Frieda said, well, let me sit on the other side. And then, my kid said, well, no, I want to sit next to Dad.
Right.
So I think perhaps a husband with greater compassion would have said either to his friend Rob or to his son Bart, one of you guys has to move. What I said was, no, that's fine. Robbie, you sit right here next to me. And Bart, you sit right here next to me. And Frieda, he's the next to Buzz.
Right. I think the table configuration should have gone like this. It should have gone Nick, Lisa, Frieda, Buzz, Don, Rob, Mike.
Well, you forget
Bart, Mike. Bart should have sat next to me. Because Bart and I, at that table last night, had the most to say to each other. I mean, Bart's a good audience for me, and I truly enjoy it.
No, he enjoyed the show.
Bart right. Between you and Nick, or between you and me?
Bart between you and me.
Okay.
Because I was okay sitting next to Nick, or was I sitting next to Lisa?
You sat next to Lisa last night.
Sat next to Lisa, and, it was really
It was Lisa on one side and Rob on the other side of you, right? Wasn't that the configuration of the table?
Right. Let me see the way it should be.
Rob's made a chart.
Okay, we have Nick, Lisa, Frieda.
But this is the only time that we're going to have all these people together.
Yeah, Buzz, I heard you say that. Don, Rob, Mike. There it is. There's your that's your table configuration right now. You have the two women next to each other. You have the three women next to you. It's just getting Buzz.
I know. I don't take offense at that.
I guess I did say that more than one time last night. I did that, Buzz. This will be the last time that this entire group, such as it is, gets together.
So, yeah, I think, was that a message for Nick? I believe it
said. Oh, no. That was also a message for my wife.
Yeah, oh, I understand. Okay. Yeah, because it was a little nervous
next
last
time,
night.
It's back to 8 words for me.
It was a... and also when you're there with people who are not with the normal group, a lot of the regular hilarity had to be dialed down a few notches.
Well, we have to behave ourselves. We have to be on our very, very best behavior.
And Frieda was pissed at me because I've let the boy in on some of our gags.
Yes, I understand.
And at one point, Bart and Rob were getting into a little
spirited dialogue
back and forth. That was
it was
funny as hell.
Yes,
and she's just shooting me a look like, why are you involving him in this conversation?
It was festive. It was a good time was had by all.
Yeah, sure was. No, it was an excellent. I thought I had a very good time.
I had an excellent time. I had such a good time that I didn't want the evening to end, and it didn't. Well, it ended after a little toddy.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? Where'd you go?
Went to my place, my joint.
Where you used to play bongos?
Yeah, the place where, and he's not there anymore, the guy that used to run the joint. And I, sat down with Lisa and her boyfriend, had a cocktail, and went to bed. No, I don't think so, Rob.
You're not authorized to use this network for long-distance service.
Jesus.
Please contact your service provider.
Hold on. I'm trying to get, and then Buzz got attacked by a stroller today.
Yes, I did.
Where? Coming back from lunch today.
Seven.
A lady cut Buzz off in a stroller and tripped him up.
Crossing the street.
So, the worst guy in the city of New York to run over with a stroller was Buzz Burbank.
Coming up the curb, she makes a sharp left right in front of me. I nearly doubled over.
How dare she?
Yeah.
How dare she? Well, let me get my wife's take on dinner last night.
It's very good. Like she knew.
I think my wife had a good time at dinner last night.
She seemed to have a great time.
I think so.
Excuse me.
Would you burp?
No.
Fart?
Yeah, off mic.
Oh, wow.
Very comfortable.
Well, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Your call has been forwarded to automatic voice message system. 7.
Where is she?
I don't know. You just have to trust me. She had a good time.
I think she had a very good time.
You just have to trust me. You know what? If anybody had a problem at dinner last night, it was me. That I get uptight.
A little uptight.
At dinner. When
you were very uptight. You were more uptight than you normally, are.
I think if the situation had been reversed, if it had been all of the guys and your wife was there,
yeah,
I think you would probably feel that buzz. Of course you wouldn't because you're so well-adjusted.
Right. No, I mean,
I think if you would have probably felt...
I don't like to have you guys out to my house. That's the reason why. I mean, that's the reason why I get too uptight.
It's sad, but it's the way it is. I mean, we have our little thing, and that's it. But see, your wife's on the show enough where I think we're... You know, we know her personality a little bit, and but I know that what we saw last night...
You know, it's like having mommy there.
Really, that's what it is.
Right, exactly. And she doesn't pull any punches with you at the dinner table.
No, and she's not discreet with me at all.
No, not at all.
If I say something she doesn't like, she doesn't just look at me. She reprimands...
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, she reprimands me in front of everybody.
What is going on with that, Shug? You know, and then you wait for that round to come in. That incoming mortar.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. No, I can understand exactly how you feel. 100%. In fact, I empathized with you, and that is why I bought the third round last night.
Thank you.
You know, at one point I said there's only one thing that's going to solve this problem. Bartender?
Yeah. And I said, where did the extra drink come from? And I look over, and Mike's giving me a big smile like, hey,
yeah,
it's from me.
I think it was after that I began the Lobster Show.
Yes.
Which really, to me, is a show that probably could play any small comedy room here in the city of New York. Mm-hmm. Just me, give me a lobster, and I'll entertain.
Yes. But this time, as I mentioned, not only hands,
yes,
not only eyebrows,
right,
also for the first time ever,
mm-hmm,
ears,
right,
and nose.
Did you like the part where I took out the leavings from inside the lobster, put it on the plate, and said, that's my liver?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
And I liked when you had whatever those crustaceans were, those big
legs.
The little legs. You had the legs,
right,
up your nostrils,
right,
as the waiter came by to ask if anybody else needed anything.
I said, I'm a cockroach, and I started to drink. And
he loved that.
I hope he enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I really
did.
I wasn't playing to him, but it was fun.
Now,
he enjoyed it.
Now, I think the room generally enjoyed you. I know this, that the guy with the giant ass at the table behind us.
Right.
Do you remember that guy? Do you remember how big that guy's ass was?
Oh, Rob, remember, you pointed out. Now, when you point something like, and I'd like to tell this to Rob, okay, when we're in a restaurant, when, you know, the reaction really, when you're staring at someone who is extremely obese, and Don points the guy, and I laugh quietly. I laugh heartily, but quietly. You know, he's right next to us. Don points him out. Rob proceeds to go, like right at the guy's face.
There's no harm done.
Of course there was harm done.
I had no idea what I was laughing
My
at.
My God, it sounded like the Blues Brothers speakers on the Bluesmobile.
I am not exaggerating when I say this guy weighed 400 friggin' pounds, and he had an ass as big as this console
right,
that I'm looking at right now, and as he went to sit down, I just silently turned around and gave a Vanna White, like,
right,
you know, put my arms on, like, look at this ass.
Right. You pointed out the whole, I see the guy come in. The guy is directly in back of Don. I see the guy come in. I point him out to Don. Then you point out the hole in his pants. And then the head goes, seriously,
nuts.
It's the loudest laugh I've ever heard in my life.
I can tell you, you know, maybe Rob's right that he didn't know we were laughing at him. Because at one point when you had all the junk up your nose...
Mm-hmm.
He turned around to see what we were all laughing at.
Right.
And he joined in the laughter.
In the laughter of the... Oh, really?
Yes, the laughter of the damned.
I didn't see that.
We provided joy.
We provided joy.
Provided joy for that man.
We provided joy.
We sure did.
Rob's embarrassment factor is not as high as other people's.
Rob,
I mean, he doesn't care.
Rob was embarrassed today.
I was.
Rob wants to buy a hat. He wants to buy a straw hat.
I felt horrible for Rob because of this.
Sad.
How many different hat shops did you... Now, keep in mind, New York is the biggest friggin' city in North America.
Right.
You can get anything in New York.
I mean, this is really anything. I mean, if you want, it's the commerce center of the world.
I was all over the fashion district. I took the page that said hats out of the yellow pages. I went to no fewer than 12 hat stores today.
And I know you felt bad.
I went in scary elevators. I think I walked like 80 blocks today. The first hat store I went into is like a hat store from the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And this old man says, no,
I got nothing for you.
Just by looking
just
at you?
Just like when I walked in the door.
So,
I got nothing for you. And I said, can I try anything? He said, no, it won't fit. They don't make them like that. And I said, I just want a straw hat because I got sunburned last week. He says, my friend, buy sunscreen. But I've got no hat for you.
For anybody that may have a copy of today's New York Times, I will point out that there's a picture of Rob going hat shopping today. There's a picture of Rob actually walking down the street looking for his hat, and he's very easy to point out in the crowd. You'll actually be able to. Rob is the one with the...
It's a parade where they have like one of those giant papier-mâché heads that some guy's got on top of his shoulders.
Actually, I think it's one of those in Sweden. They're having a protest, and that's an effigy of President Bush, but certainly, you know, not only not Rob Spiewak, but it could resemble another famous individual that we know, too.
Who wears cufflinks?
Thank you.
Good.
But understand, after 12 hat stores in Manhattan,
right,
I was able to find two hats that possibly fit me. One was a flat-topped boater straw hat. I wasn't going to buy that. The other one was hideous.
This is all for the hat you're going to wear in France.
Yeah, right? It was for $80, and so it was driving me out of my mind. I battled things, and so I was very upset trying to find this hat.
When I spoke to Robin about 9 o'clock this morning, he says, you're not going to believe this. I walk in the first store, and the guy just looks at my head, and he says, I have nothing that can fit you.
I have nothing for you.
I have nothing for you. You can go now. He said, I sell hats for a living, but I have nothing for you.
Oh, my God. God, you know, you are what? What is your hat size?
I think it's somewhere between 7 3/4 and an 8. It used to be bigger. I don't know if it's because I have shorter hair or because of my weight loss, but it's down now, so that's good.
I would tell you, as somebody who occasionally purchases a fitted golf hat.
Yes.
I would tell you, we could bring 37 3/4 in here, and not one of them would fit you.
I think so.
Yeah, Rob, you know, you're a 7 7/8 if you're anything.
Hey, Mike, listen, you're an 8.
You're an 8.
Yeah, you're right. A size 8 head, Rob.
Yeah, I guess I should be proud.
You are a big head.
And you know, honest to God, you are not alone. I mean, I have a larger head.
Oh, sure, there are Martians that have... I mean, you read that movie, Mars Attacks.
I am snake bitten. I am a freak. I felt so bad this morning.
You're right. I mean, there have got to be guys with big heads. They don't make over 7 3/4. It's hard to find.
All the guys with heads like that are in Superman comics. they're the guys that Superman is battling. You know, the guys that have like big gigantic brains on top of their heads.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take a muscle relaxer and pretend I'm a bobblehead doll because that's how I felt this morning. But I think I did okay because I finally, and this was a big step for me, I went online.
Right.
And I ordered a hat online that will also be too small. So there you go.
What is the, welcome to the future.
You know, and very important, what is the size of the hat you ordered on the website that Buzz found for you?
It's an extra large. Biggest they make.
And then, you know what? I'll bet you right now the cost of the hat, it doesn't fit.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I'll return it.
If it simply is XL.
XL is like for the average large head.
Well, there was an XL today that did fit me, but it was $120, and I wasn't going to spend that.
That's because all of the extra fabric and... sewing and stuff. It takes
fabric.
Sure, to make a size 8 hat.
All I found was a custom millinery shop, mostly ladies' stuff, but they said they could build me the hat I wanted for $159,
really?
And I wasn't going to pull the trigger on that.
You know, he did get a new retail term, though.
Millinery.
As he discussed millinery, but also the coconut weave.
The coconut weave is lovely.
What the hell is the coconut weave?
That's what I was looking for. It's sort of a medium to dark brown, thick straw weave. It's what the Sam Snead hat looks like.
He got the snaps of the Sam's Need hat.
Which is a flat-top pork pie fedora with a coconut weave.
Really designed for men with crew cuts.
It really is.
Sure.
You know what? It should almost screw on.
Johnny Detail. Jesus Christ.
Well, I went to enough hat stores today. I knew what I was looking for.
I felt bad for him because last night at dinner, Jesus Christ, that's all he talked about.
I'm going to buy
a hat tomorrow.
And you know he's buying.
I'm going hat shopping. And he said to me no less than 5 times.
Right.
You want to go hat shopping with me?
Yeah, let's go hat shopping.
Christmas Eve for him last night.
It was great.
And all this is for your trip to France.
Do you want to go hat shopping? Can't do it, Rob. Oh, come on.
Come on, go hat shopping.
Let's go. Come on, it'll be fun. Let's go hat shopping.
Come on.
Hold on, I think we got a guy with a head as big as yours. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thanks.
I just wanted to tell Rob that he's not alone with that. I have, my head's about size 8, and I tried to buy just a fitted brace hat, at the mall the other day, and they told me they'd have to special order it.
Yeah, it makes you
and
feel pretty bad, doesn't
it? Yes, it certainly does.
When you have custom hat shops like Lids and places like that, I'm totally sympathetic with this gentleman on the phone and with Rob.
These
are specifically hat shops. It is time that they started stocking
bigger
hats.
How many guys with Martian heads, though, really are they going to be able to service in a year?
Don, what is your hat size? Do you know how big your hat size is?
A 7. I don't know. I don't
7, maybe a half, 7 3/4.
I don't know. I don't ever wear hats.
I like to buy fitted baseball caps, like the golf hats that they have, and 7 7/8 is what I normally, that's the one that I want, and they never, ever, ever have them.
Or at least it's going to measure Rob's head.
Let's measure all our heads.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Let's see how big our heads are.
Of course, I just went to the kiosk in the mall, and that was no good.
All right, let's check Rob's head.
Hold on. Rob is getting his head measured right now. Hold on. Thank you for the call. Thank you.
25 inches.
No.
No, that's not how you measure it, is it?
That's not the size. But if we all measure the size.
All right, it's 25 inches around. Okay, Mike, let Lisa, or Buzz, someone.
All right, she's got a haircut today.
She's going to measure Mike's head.
24 and a half.
See? Very similar.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have the same God problem.
All right. See if I'm a Martian.
All right.
All right. Do mine. Measure my head.
Kabbalah.
Kabbalah.
24 and a half.
24 and a half. Even bigger than yours.
There you go.
Wow.
No, same. 24 and a half.
Oh, okay. All right. Buzz, hold on. Measure Buzz's head.
Now, Bob, Buzz has got that mop.
16.
I'm measuring Harpo's head. 16.
I said 12. He's got a Beetlejuice head.
Shockingly, 24 and a half.
What?
She's measuring the eyebrows. Did you measure
that's where I measured everybody at the eyebrows.
Well, are you supposed to measure at the eyebrows, or are you supposed to measure
like at the temple of the head? Do it at the crown of the head. Yeah, do it up higher, Lisa. Remeasure, please.
That's the hat right there.
24.
Now measure Rob's again. Yeah.
Come on, Lisa.
No, you got to do
Rob's higher.
Higher,
Lisa.
That's the problem. The brow is...
Maybe a little higher.
The brow ridge adds extra length there.
24 3/4.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay.
This was actually now small.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Do Mike or do me. I don't know.
Pleasure being measured, though.
Wait, no. You're coming up on the... Right back there. Come on.
Come on. How you're supposed to figure out a hat size.
I don't know. Someone will call and tell us.
24.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Just Rob?
Yeah.
Just tell Rob that he's got cranial tundra.
All right, he does. All right, come measure me, Lisa.
Caranial tundra.
Okay, do it way up high.
Come on.
Yeah, like where a hat would go.
Well, come on, Lisa. Yeah.
Come on.
Where a hat would go.
Okay, what is it?
23 and a half.
23.
Wow, that went way down. You know, somehow you turn it into something good.
Yeah.
Well, you have a smaller head than I do.
I'm proud of that fact.
So, Rob, you're 24 and 3/4.
No. 24 and 3/4 for Rob. Mike and Buzz are both 24s, and Don's a 23 and a half in
all
inches.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Connecticut, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. Hey, I heard your wife is apartment shopping in New York City. What's she going to run for the Senate?
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, funny man.
Come on.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I'm calling in here about this hat situation.
Yes, sir.
I've got the same problem.
Are you a big head?
Absolutely. Big as they come.
And, it's just not fair to us.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, now you're lumping yourself with them?
I am because I've had... Rob, I've always had trouble getting big hats, and I like my hats to be a little loose. I don't like to have them squeeze my head because it gives me a headache.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like my hats loose.
Hello. Yeah, James Gardner.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
If they squeeze me in the temples, I get all irritable.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Guess what? I must try my patience every day from 3 to 7 East Coast time. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Ever since your colon exploded, do you still have to have the same food requirements from when you had the diverticula?
No, I ate well before, and I eat well now, and nothing's changed.
Great question, though.
He had some great shrimp on a stick at the restaurant.
Oh, man, was that good.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You'd never know this man's colon exploded.
No.
The way he eats, the way he scarfs it down.
Yeah, absolutely. Fiber's not a problem for him.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Calling from Sacramento. Is there any truth to the rumor that you guys are going to be moving to FM here in town?
Not as far as I know.
Maybe. It was in. It's all over the papers that you guys are Big Bird's going to come on. They're doing a rock and talk format change.
No, nothing about it.
You guys are going to be on FM.
No, nothing about it.
Hang up on this guy quick.
Thank you.
Quick, the secret's out.
We know nothing about that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What? Don or Mike? Or
yes, right. Yeah.
What? Well, it's all of us. What can we do for you?
Hey!
Come on, what?
George from Sacramento. How are you doing?
We're doing great, George.
George?
Yeah. What? Hey, I'm a UPSer out here, and you know what? That guy Johnny from, he's at New York.
Johnny UPS, right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He has a pussy route. I got 170 stops and 45 pickups. What does he do all day?
Are you a Teamster also?
Yes, I am.
Well, you're brothers. Why are you putting down your brother like that?
I'm not putting down my brother.
You are. You're putting on a fellow UPSer. You're not supposed to do that. That's not a good company.
Oh, come
man.
On now.
Come on.
Be
come
proud. On, be proud to be one of the brown shorted men.
Where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Oh, see, try that same thing in Brooklyn. It takes
the Bronx, Buzz.
The Bronx. It takes a lot longer here.
Hold on, I got hat size guidelines. How to determine your hat size?
Oh, good math.
Okay, no, I got it right here. It's a chart, Buzz.
Oh, good.
Okay, use a tape measure. Measure the circumference of your head. Place the tape where the hat would normally sit. Yeah. Look at the chart below. Let me see, Buzz. What size is my head?
You, Don, are 23.5.
I'm a size 7.5 hat.
That sounds right.
Yep. Buzz, what size were you?
Mike and I are both 24s.
24 and what?
Even, 24 even.
7.75.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm on the high side of that. And what about Robbie?
24.75.
Well, the biggest they have is 24.625.
Uh-huh.
See, that is...
off the charts.
That's just... your head is so big it's off the charts.
That's a 7.875 size hat, and that's the largest hat that is manufactured.
Or right. Perhaps an 8. Yeah.
No, but I mean, the hat industry is wrong.
He's off the chart.
He's off the chart. He's off the muscle.
I put the hat in hate.
Hello, Don and Mike. What do you say, put the hat in hate? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I've got the inches to hat size conversion chart, but did you already find it?
Yeah, we just got it.
Thanks, okay, thanks.
Thanks, my friend. All right, one more call. We got a break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am a size 8 head, and my head has been this size since about 8 years ago today from now.
Okay.
Every now and then we get a good call like that.
All right, thank you. Clear them out, please, Lisa. Let's do a... what was that saying? There's no hat in Manhattan.
Not for Rob.
Caller 100 right now. Prize package selected especially for you. And the last chance to qualify for the weekly giveaway with the big screen color TV. Call right now. 877-365-3636. Call 100 gets it.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must stay. I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
They love their mamos, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Not Mamo Day, it's Dado Day this weekend.
Yeah, and everybody have a happy Father's Day weekend if we didn't say so already.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Caller 100.
Yes, hi, what's your name?
Tim.
Where are you from, Tim?
I'm from Folsom, California.
You're the 100th caller. You want a Frappuccino a day for a month from Starbucks.
Starbucks.
I love it.
Excellent.
Starbucks travel mug, courtesy of Starbucks. Frappuccino coffee, it is coolest, but wait, you've also qualified. You're the last person to qualify now for the 36-inch Panasonic color TV, big screen TV from Graffiti Audio Barrio
that we're going to give away in just a moment. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Hold the line, please.
Okay.
Now, we do have to give away that TV. And we do want to get P. Diddy in here.
Yeah. P. Diddy.
To at least set up his segment, which I think we're going to be doing in the next break.
Very good.
Why don't we get P. Diddy in here and see if we can come up with a phrase that pays and actually allow Pete to give away the television as a way of getting him set for his Ask Peter Johnson segment.
Very, very exciting,
that's
P.
Nice.
Diddy.
What do you think, Go Bob?
Bad.
Go Bob on my knob?
Yeah.
I mean, he's famous.
He said right.
He's famous for saying that.
Go Bob.
Right.
On my knob.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
Ass munch. All right. Get Peter Johnson and bring him in. And if you've won a prize on the show this week, and I think we've got, I don't know, like 15 or 20 winners here.
Very good.
We're going to call you up now, and you have to answer your phone by saying,
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
And if you do that, P. Diddy will give you a brand new big screen color TV. Let's
very, very
now.
Exciting. Here he is.
Oh, and he comes with his own headphones now.
Hey. The man, the legend.
Here he is.
He's Peter Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
P. Diddy. And don't think that this is going to be the end of P. Diddy's involvement in today's show. In just a moment, we're going to be doing Ask Peter Johnson.
Ask Pete Johnson, which is rapidly going to be one of the greatest features we've ever done on this show.
Hey, P. Diddy.
Hey, P. Diddy.
All right, have a seat and take a microphone there, Pete. This is not your official bit. This is not your Pete Johnson bit, but we'd like you to give away a TV now. Here we go.
Are you prepared to give away a television set, Pete?
Hi, Pete.
Pete's moving the microphone over like
Hi.
A pro.
Hi. 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 Pete, what you got planned for Father's Day?
I think the kids are going to come over and we're going to have a barbecue.
Hey, very good.
How many children have you sired, Peter?
Three.
Three.
Three. Are they all grown?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Hey, are you a grandfather?
No.
No, not yet.
Robbie, right. If you'll pass Pete the prize. Now we're going to call people and ask them to say this when they answer their phone, Pete.
Right here.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
That's the phrase that pays.
Look at how proud he is.
Yeah. Now, he shakes his head like he wants to crawl into another state.
Now, if they answer their phone with a phrase that pays, you'll tell them, and please refer to yourself as P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. You want to write that down?
Yeah.
Get something out of your big engineer pocket. You know, he does fit the stereotype. He's got the plastic pen thing in his pocket. He's got like 8,000 pens and magic markers. Write down P. Diddy. And if the person who answers the phone says, Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch, then you will give them that prize.
Okay, but you'll tell me whether or not it's right or wrong.
No, well, you'll be able to figure that out. Here we go. He's going to call people at random now.
Here we go.
Answer the phone with a phrase that pays.
Go ahead. You can say that. Yeah, go ahead and say that.
What did you write down for him?
He'll say it in a second. Why? Can you not read my writing?
Yeah.
Just say that.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. Is Sabrina there?
No, she's not.
Is she at work?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try her there. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
that's for us, Peter. You're saying that to us, so you can read that right now.
Oh, I am PDD, you fags.
P. Diddy. All right, I'm going to give this girl a chance to win since she's not at home. We'll call her in her office. And if she answers her phone with a phrase that pays, then P. Diddy will give her a prize.
Good afternoon, the Brickman Group.
Yes, is Sabrina there?
Yeah, just a second, please.
Thank you. They got to bear with me on the phone rule here. I can't tell them that, you know, we're calling from a radio station to give away the contest.
Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
Yeah!
Hey!
Hey! Go ahead, P. Diddy.
A big payday for this robo-C. I'll bet you got a nice rap.
All right. Why don't you tell this girl who you are?
I'm P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
You are?
P. Diddy.
P. That's
Diddy.
P. Diddy.
That's it. And P. Diddy, please say hello to Sarah.
No, Sabrina.
Sabrina Pussenberger.
It's Pussenberger.
Wow. Sabrina Pussenberger.
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good.
It's obvious that she was listening to the show today, so she's won a prize. Here is P. Diddy. P. Diddy to tell you what you won. P. Diddy?
You have won a 36-inch Panasonic television from Graffiti Audio Video. Graffiti Audio Video has four locations. DuPont Circle, Tenley Town,
Tenley Town.
Bethesda, and a new location in Fair City Mall in Fairfax.
Thank you so much.
Graffiti Auto Video is always all overstocked and never undersold.
Right.
I think she wants my snake.
Well, congratulations, Sabrina. You have won a big screen color TV. Hold on. You got more, Pete? What else would you like to say?
Hold on.
I bet they're going to delete that out. I bet her name is
Pussy.
Pussenburger.
Pussenburger.
What else would you like to say, Pete? Anything else?
Pete? Did you munch on my scroll, you bitch?
Hey, ma'am, does it sound like these lines are being written for Pete Johnson?
I think so.
Oh, you think so? Boy, I thought it was seamless.
All right, well, listen, Sabrina, enjoy your big screen TV.
Thank you so much.
And thank you very much for listening to the show. Hold on a second. That's a really nice TV.
Yeah.
And it's also a very nice segue into Ask P. Diddy, where Pete Johnson will take your live telephone calls on any topic. Let's start. Hold on, before you guys start giving the ad libs.
That's a good winner, wasn't it, Pete? She was a really good winner, don't you think?
Pete?
You know, you can't make one little mistake with your writing.
Pete, was she a good winner?
She's as lucky as she's dumb.
All right, give him his intro. Let's play the intro. Pete, read what's on the card there.
A hearty and booming hello to all my loyal but relatively tiny listeners. I am the P-Man. I will not harm you. I am qualified to dispense advice on personal matters, financial matters, and affairs of the heart. If you got some problem with that, no? Ha 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 ha.
All right, very nicely done. P. Diddy, now, Pete will be taking your calls at 877-365-3636. Any calls, at least if you don't have to be screen calls, I'm willing to go without a net on this feature.
My mads are tingling.
Let's go right to some calls for Pete Johnson. Hello, let's start. Let's just start right now.
Yes, let's do that.
Ask Peter Johnson. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
I'm his ex-wife.
Oh, good. Whose ex-wife?
I'm P. Diddy's ex-wife. I'm very bitta.
You're bitta?
I'm bitta?
Well, now, come on. Please, serious questions only for Pete Johnson.
Okay. How big is your unit, P. Diddy?
Big enough.
Big enough for who?
Big enough for you.
Keep her engaged, Peter. And
keep talking.
Need P. Diddy, talk dirty to me, please.
Need my silky buttocks.
You like butter.
Shut up, you spunk guzzler.
It's you!
Hey. How big is it, Pete?
Big enough to ring.
That works.
Wow.
Big. Oh, that's funny.
All right, thank you. Let's try another call. Let's go to another line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Pete?
Yeah.
You know, hold on. Identify yourself, please. What's your name?
This is Mickey from Carmichael.
Beautiful. What is your question for Pete Johnson? Ask P. Diddy.
Hey, P. Diddy?
Yeah.
My buddy Eric, his wife is about to give birth, Eric James, and he wants me to go with him to a gentleman's club tonight. Do you think that's appropriate?
I think so. I smell dumbass.
Who, me?
Who else is Eric? There?
Do you think it would be okay for me and Eric to go to a gentleman's club tonight?
I think so.
Yeah, okay, I just didn't know because I'd hate for him to, you know, get the call from the gentleman's club that his wife...
Well, explain your situation a little more.
Well, his wife is due to give birth any time now, like in the next... It could be today, tonight, whatever.
Yeah.
And he wants to go out to a gentleman's club tonight, and I just feel kind of oogie about it, you know?
I think you like boys. God, you are boring. Bust my ass, pimple, and suck the something out. Ooh.
All right. Listen, thanks, Pete.
You know what? We're going to have to take a break to hone and refine this. I think what we're probably going to have to do is write some of our stuff in advance.
In the break, and then just be, you know, have some generic stuff ready to go.
Because
we're having too much fun.
And frankly, Pete is great with the one-word answers. We want him just to
ad-lib. Yes,
but that's why we love you, P. Diddy.
He's the one and only P. Diddy.
So, P. Diddy, we're going to break now. And when we come back, we'll do a full segment of calls for you, Pete Johnson. P., why don't you take us out to break?
F off.
We'll be back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
Jesus effing Christ. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, pencils down.
All right, we're done.
This is like taking a test. Pencils down.
Very good.
Now, I know that we were all writing
furiously
during the break. Let's try to measure our responses.
Absolutely.
Let's not flood Pete with too many.
I think the key is pacing. We all have to pace ourselves.
Everyone.
And remember, Pete should answer first.
Yes. Pete answers whatever questions come his way first.
Right.
Now, just to make sure, let's count how many each of us has written.
Two, three, four.
One, five, two. I've got seven.
Three, four, five.
I got seven, eight.
Six, seven, eight. I have eight also.
Buzz, did you write any?
No, I didn't. I'm out of cards. Sorry.
Oh, I'm out of cards. How many you got there, Robbie?
Eight.
Okay, so we
all
got
right, good.
The...
So we got about 24.
Okay, and we can, of course, write during the break while Pete's on the air. Let's see. Let's go to, all right, a guy from Baltimore, okay? This is John. Hello, John. You're on with Ask Pete Johnson.
Hey, Pete Johnson. How you doing?
Pete Diddy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I got a question for you, pal.
Yeah.
You got a spackle bucket at your house?
Yeah.
Maybe you should bring it into work, cut a couple of eye holes in it, and give it to those guys to wear for a hat.
Maybe I need a bigger one, though. It's not big enough.
I don't know. I ain't seen that head lately, but that's pretty damn big.
Well, I'm a penis Picasso. Get your umbrella. Here comes a DNA shower, you useless tool.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Why don't you massage my prostate?
You can bring it over here.
I hope you get herpes, you beautiful putz.
There you go, Pete Diddy. Who's your daddy?
You know, I think we should do a... That's the format.
Yeah.
Let me get three of our cards.
And then we can't give them more than one.
Okay.
For each call.
Okay, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New York. Hello, Joe.
Hey, DG.
Hello, ask P. Diddy.
Hey, P. Diddy, pleasure to speak to you. I got a question, and hopefully this will reach attention everywhere. Why is it that there are three singers in Destiny's Child? I mean, do they even know how to count?
That's a good question, Pete. Why are there three singers in Destiny's Child?
Because there's like an alter ego there that should be counted. That's why.
I think I get it.
Yeah. You make my stool soften with your stupidity.
Hey, nice to hear that. Anything else?
Keep my filthy, sweaty, stained old man underpants, you fruit faggot.
Nicely done, B-Hitty.
Go get raped in prison, pussy something.
Boy.
Oh, you stepped on your line there.
All right.
How are you there? Thanks, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here is Brian from Richmond, Virginia. Brian.
Yes.
You're on with P. Diddy. What's your question?
Hey, P. Diddy. I got this cat who likes to surf on the top of my car every once in a while, and I was going too fast the other day. He fell off. He scratched his nutsack on the ground, and his balls fell out. Do you think he has a problem?
Well, he'll be temporary for a while, but it won't be as big as your problem.
How can I fix this?
Well, what you can do is get another cat and tie him to the roof.
I hope you can tell where Pete's ad-libbing and where we're helping him here.
Your fingers smell like Duke Pink Eye.
I'll tell you, Pete, this poor little kitty, when this happened, my stupid aunt was trying to, she wanted to hold a cat down and clip it off. I don't know if this was, do you think they can do that, or what should he do?
I don't think so. Do what you always do, and even pleasuring yourself to the Teletubbies.
The other thing I want to ask...
Teletubbies.
Don't worry. Don't worry. What else?
Your mom's breath smells like her genitals.
Hey, another thing I wanted to ask you was
you're out of time. Thank you. Let's go to Bob from D.C. Bob.
Hey, this is Hurricane Bob, 795.
Bob, you're on with P. Diddy.
Yeah, I just wondered if P. Diddy's Johnson is itty bitty.
No, it's a massive Johnson. That's why they call it Johnson. Hey, it's the poster child for birth control.
It's working for you, I see.
Chew on my nipples, Nancy.
Later.
Bite my huge rosy red nipples until they burst in an explosion of blood and pus.
Oh, he had a nipple. That's your nipple one.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Oh, obviously that one came from Don.
Yeah, the last one was mine. Yeah, thank you. Let's see. Barry Stafford, you're on the air with P. Diddy.
Hey, P. Diddy, I got a question for you. I'm out here stuck in traffic out on the highway, and I have nowhere to...
You know, and make believe you're calling a taxi or something, and they'll look at your hand, and they won't notice what you're doing.
Okay, that sounds like a fair solution.
Why don't you go drink my man mustard?
All right, thank you.
Pull a sheet over your head and sniff your own stink.
He hung up, but do you have anything else for him?
Yeah, open wide and eat what I had for dinner last night. Yes, it was corn.
Peter in Oakton, you're on the air with P. Diddy. Hello, ask P. Johnson. Hello, Peter. Peter, are you there? Let's go. Let's go to Johnny UPS from New York. Johnny, you're on with P. Diddy.
Okay, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Doing great. All right, first for you, P. Johnson. If I buy my wife a dozen roses and one of them is dead and she calls me a cacarón, what do I do?
Well, then you take all of them back and you give it to your girlfriend.
Okay, good answer. Listen, Don and Mike, I want to wish you guys a happy Father's Day for this weekend.
You're a walking, talking jizz bucket.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Your mom's genitals smell like dirty sweat socks.
And I got them hanging from my visor.
Wow.
Listen, Don and Mike.
Yes. Yeah, speak to Pete, please. Johnny, this is a segment where you can't talk to us. You have to talk to Pete.
Okay. Pete, yeah. Listen. I'm starting a thing, 100 breasts of UPS. So I need you to do a plug for me.
What would you like to say to that, Pete?
You're doing 100 what?
Pete, what would you like to say in response to that?
Up your ass with a piece of glass.
It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Let's go to, I don't know, this is not screened. Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air with P. Diddy.
Hey, P. Diddy, what's up?
What's happening?
I'm having a problem with my dog. He keeps licking peanut...
Problem?
Well, you know, it's not me, it's my dog.
Yeah, but you're getting to like it, though, right?
Well, isn't that normal?
Pete, you might want to get to the cards sooner.
The card, Pete.
Your mom was a great whore. She did it with all the change back from a quarter. She could suck the chrome off a tailpipe, you asswipe.
Yeah, my dog was just tickling my duke.
I hope you get a disease, you anal column.
Okay, thank you for the advice, Pete.
My
Diddy.
Brown star invites your invasion.
little brown star.
Let's go to Jordan, who's calling us from San Luis Obispo, California. Jordan, you're on with P. Diddy.
Hey, P. Diddy, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking about for Father's Day, getting myself, my father, a Rhesus monkey and a Weimaraner. You think that's good with some chocolate syrup?
Well, you hate your father?
I don't hate my father. Actually, I do at times.
Fuck all my taint.
Hey, go ball on my knob, P. Diddy.
You can eat my greasy stool. Your toenail fungus was spread to your crusty genitals, a-hole.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on with P. Diddy.
Hey, P. Diddy.
How you doing?
I got a question.
Yeah.
Should I comb out the hair on my butt and put on one of those ponytail scrunchies so I look like a horsey?
You know, I think we should take legitimate questions,
yes, only,
not the idiot questions.
Please, only seriously. Hey, let's go to Khan. Hello, Khan. You're on with Peter Johnson.
Hey, yeah, I got a serious question.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. My girlfriend, we've been going out for 3 months, right? And she's already pressuring me to pop the question. What should I do? I don't want to lose her.
Well, what you got to do is lie a little bit and keep her stinging. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I propose you suck on a tailpipe.
I already tried that, dog. It ain't working.
Burn in hell, Heather. Oh, heathen. I'm sorry.
That's that.
You make me sick, Mr. 40.
I don't think this is Mr. 40.
No, it's not.
No, your mom is a great F.
So is yours.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Mike from Alaska, Anchorage. Mike, you're on with P. Diddy.
Hi, P. Diddy.
Hi.
I'm having some unresolved issues with my father. I'd like to clear them up before Father's Day. I was wondering if you could give me any suggestions.
Yeah, well, take him out for a barbecue or whatever, and who knows, is he a nice guy?
No, he sits at home and J.O.'s to the Teletubbies.
Well, stick out your tongue and show me your sores.
Smack on my sack, Buttface.
Now, see, that doesn't work when it goes the other way.
Now, only serious calls for people.
Yes, discipline yourself, people.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, hold on to that one, Pete. Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air with P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
Hi.
How are you doing? Hey, listen, I nared my butthole last week.
No. Wrong.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
not allowed to play.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're on the air with P. Diddy.
Hey, P. Diddy. How are you?
Good.
I was just wondering, I'm going to be going on a cruise pretty soon. I was wondering if I should cruise to Mexico or the Caribbean.
An excellent. That's a legit question. What's your answer, Pete?
I will. Whatever one, gives you the best prices and, you're more comfortable with. If you don't want to drink the water, I would say go to the Caribbean.
Well, there's your answer, sir.
Do I need to speak Spanish?
Go to the cards. Pete. Go to the cards.
God, my balls is. Why don't you scratch him?
He's got one.
Carve out a slice of my cheese, micro cuis.
Penis.
Penis. I'm sorry. Are you guys...
Hey, you got one more for Ron?
Okay.
Grab my hairy sack and shake it like dice.
Just give me the chance, baby.
Okay. You know, our listeners are not cooperating.
No, they're not. I'm afraid that this is going to have to be the ending of this episode of Ask P. Diddy. That I think what we got to do is put Pete in a position where he can feed off our one-liners, but have serious conversations. That's why I think maybe the next time we have Pete on, we'll go to the wacky story file and let him do some interviews with wacky people in the news.
That's a great idea.
And then pepper it with the rest of our cards.
Peter, does that sound good to you? Have you enjoyed being on the show today?
I hate you two at pig effers.
Anything else, Pete?
I'm going to get ripped on ISIL.
There you go, everybody. It's P. Diddy, P. Johnson. He is the P. Diddy man. There is no need to fear him. And we want to thank you for coming by, our New York engineer, Peter Johnson. And hold up, Pete, I know I can see that you don't want to leave. You have more that you want to say. What else would you like to say, Pete?
Ken Stevens is my lover.
You the man, Pete.
Anything else, Pete?
Piss off, listeners.
Thank you. Pete Johnson.
Pete Johnson.
PJ.
Pete Johnson. Yeah. Great. Way to go.
The great PJ, yeah.
Great job.
Pete Diddy, thank you.
Way to go, Pete.
He's
the man. You are the man, Pete.
Bye-bye. There he is.
It's a pleasure.
Pete Johnson, everybody.
Okay. That is what, you know, and really, it was fun until the, you know, the guys that just couldn't be satisfied.
Everybody wants to get in on the fun with P. Diddy.
Exactly.
And, you know, once again, I hate to sound like Jerry Seinfeld, but the audience is a child.
Yes, you have to treat them like a child.
Sometimes we do. All right. Well, we will be back with, who's the guy from NBA? Yeah, okay. Snapper Jones next. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're
just sit, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, no. What are they doing? Let me see. I'm just not gonna just stand out. I thought they were gonna bam. Okay. Okay, thanks. Parted.
The Sultans of Funk. Don and Mike.
I know, big basketball game tonight.
Oh, yeah, it could be the end of things, right?
I know it's tough to go from P. Diddy
yes.
to a serious discussion, but let's do it for a moment. Joining us now from the NBA on NBC, here is Snapper Jones. Hello, Snapper.
Well, you know, you guys are a mystery act anyway, so there's nothing that could be taken too seriously.
Got you. Thank you. And you, incidentally... very good on that weakest link thing they did at halftime. However, the other guys, I don't know about them. At least you knew questions that had to do with subjects other than basketball.
Well, you know, they claim to be experts because they went to UCLA.
Yeah, I'm talking specifically about Bill Walton.
Bill Walton, who got knocked out.
Who was just as dumb as a box of rocks on that show. I mean, if they didn't ask him questions like, you know, what number did Magic Johnson wear with the Lakers?
That was it.
He wouldn't have gotten any correct. Before I ask you about the game tonight, the basketball game, that weakest link lady is... is that an act? Was she nice to you guys after the taping and during the show?
Well, we never really got a chance to talk to Ann Robinson. I mean, I saw her in an interview, and she appeared to be. I mean, she's a psychologist, and she doesn't act like that way all the time.
Don't they bring her in a big crate?
What?
And then just, like, pry it open, and then they put her back in the crate when the show's over or anything like that?
We were going to get to meet her, but we had to all leave. We all had, Bill and I had to get to Milwaukee. We had that series to do. Bob had something to do down at the Staples Center. Everybody had some place to run, so we didn't really get a chance to meet her.
And one more question about the halftime stuff you guys have been running. How come Destiny's Child wore all Laker clothes the other night? That was stupid, because the game's in Philly.
Well, obviously, no one advised them that they should at least mix it, but they're, you know, Hollywood types. And, you know, when you just that way, then you're just that way, and they got treated the way that Philly fans would treat them.
Yeah, right.
A big course of booze.
Yeah, I think if you're going into any city where you're representing the opposition, Philadelphia is probably the worst city to do that in.
I mean, these are hardcore fans right. here, and they just don't take kindly. They just don't take kindly to being misrepresented.
And Ann Robinson, I do have one more. What kind of batteries does she take? I mean, is she double D? Is that C batteries?
I'm pretty sure she's not double D.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean.
Oh,
yeah, C batteries.
My, there's some right. kind of innuendo there.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry about
all
it.
All right, listen, the game tonight. Is it a foregone conclusion that the Lakers are going to win the series, right? It's just if it's tonight or if it's...
History says it is a foregone conclusion. Nobody's ever come back from 3-1, and it's just a question of when the curtain will fall, and I think that Philly doesn't want it to fall here. They played, of all of the playoff games they played to date, that was probably their flattest. They made more mental mistakes and more physical mistakes than they've ever made in any other series. And it was costly. So I think that, you'll see a different team tonight for sure.
How do you feel? I wanted to ask you about the trash talk between Shaquille O'Neal and Mutombo. What's your take on that with all that going on? Did that surprise you at all? I mean, I don't really hear that a lot during the season. And in a game that's this high profile, it's kind of surprising, don't you think?
Well, I think Shaq was, disappointed that he got fouled out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was his way of trying to tell the officials, let me play. And Mutombo just happened to be the object that he was using to try to get the officials' attention. But I don't think in any way, shape, or form, was Shaq really that serious about whether Mutombo was flopping. I mean, if you looked at any of the films, and we looked at them a lot of times at the tape, and you can see how many times Shaq has caught McTumble right in the jaw with a big, big fat elbow.
Well, yeah, there's one where it looked like his whole face caved in, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, your head is going to snap back. That's not the flop. That's a good right elbow or left elbow to the chin. And McTumble, you know, has had to give ground, but he stayed in there. He's battling good. I just think that people can get carried away with the Shaq-McTumble matchup when there isn't anybody in the league, one individual that's going to be able to deal with Shaq.
Dude, I saw that the other night in L.A. They had 15,000 people at the Staples Center to watch the game on TV. Mm-hmm. They're going to have 19,000 tonight. If they win tonight, are they going to riot tonight, or are those people going to be cool because the game's not really there, even though the arena's going to be full tonight? Right?
Well, they'll probably be cool. I mean, because they will have not really gotten any of the game excitement. I mean, you know, they're a little nervous here about security, and they're not going to, if the Lakers win, they're not going to have their normal on the floor security. So security at both ends of the country. But I honestly think that, you know, Philadelphia has a really good chance tonight. And even though the Lakers say they don't want to revisit last year when they got blown out in Indiana, emotionally, they're going to have to stay tight the whole game. And this team, Philadelphia, has had a lot of resilience. They've come back from a lot of situations, particularly when people didn't think they would. I think they're going to try to finish strong.
All right, then we'll just put you on the spot with the last question. Who wins tonight, game five?
Yo, Sixers.
Sixers win.
All right.
And then do the Lakers win in six?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thanks for taking the drama out of it for us. Hey, Snapper, thank you. I know you got to get to the stadium if you're not there already.
All right, guys, thanks.
Okay.
Stay out of trouble.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Thanks, bye. Snapper.
Right, bye. Back at you. Bye-bye.
Snapper Jones.
Snapper.
Like that name.
How about you, Snapper?
You know, in my day, that used to be just another word for women.
What, Snapper?
Snapper.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
New
England.
Your day was my day, and I don't know about
that. Well, it might be. Now I think it's part of the country, you know? Hey, let's go out and find some snapper.
Is it a seafood reference?
No.
Snapper is also a kind of fish.
It's always that with you, isn't it?
I'm thinking maybe you were looking for unsavory women.
I don't know.
Unsavory. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Stay away from the red snapper.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, Buzz.
He gets to New York, and he just gets all googly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh. Where was that girl who won the TV screen from? Was she from New York?
I don't know where she was from. The woman who won the TV screen?
Yeah.
I think she won. Screen. None of the mechanics.
I think she actually won the picture tube. And
right. TV, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why. What does it matter?
Oh, she sounded like she worked on the Howard Stern show years ago.
Yeah, sure. Sure she did. And listen, you don't have to delete that out anymore.
Oh, no, I'm not calling. It's not a prank call. It was just a legit call.
Yeah, all right.
Duh. Gotcha. Oh, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Duh,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Duh.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
You know, those calls keep getting dumber and dumber.
Yeah, they do. The Howard Stern fans that call this show.
What if that means anything?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Don and Mike, or is this the Sports Junkies?
I mean, we can't win on this show, can we? What, is that because we had a sports interview?
Yeah.
You busting balls?
I listen to you on WJFK in D.C., and I hear enough of the sports junkies after you go off the air.
You know, we've done sports interviews on this show for 15 years. Are you aware of that?
Well, of course not. I've only been listening to the show for about 15 minutes or so.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Not qualified.
You know, where's Pete when I need him?
Hey, I got a question.
What?
Is this Spivak guy, is he related to Pete Spivak?
Spivak.
Just out of curiosity.
You are so wrong on so many topics.
Boy, oh boy, you know, dumb begets dumb.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Nice basketball questions.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with that Mutombo?
Yeah, yeah.
Pull that out of your ass.
Hey, you know what? I like to get recognized when I'm pulling something out of my ass.
Yeah, you did.
Sir, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that.
Hey, I'm on your side.
Well, I know, but you know, I give you credit for knowing that I was faking it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yo, I just wanted to let you know, correction, that these sounds just got booed because they stink. Them broads can't sing. But one of them did have on a silly outfit.
No, listen. For the last time, I saw the videotape yesterday myself.
Good.
They all had on Lakers stuff.
The brown skin one with the short cut hair
and on a black and white.
They're all brown skinned, aren't they?
No, the caramel have been in school white.
Aren't
what was Beyonce wearing?
Different tone.
Beyonce.
Beyonce had on an NBA two piece shirt.
I'd like
the NBA shirt.
I'd like to meet Beyonce.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ooh,
hey guys, how you doing?
She's my favorite brown-skinned Destiny's Child.
I would go Beyonce with Beyonce.
That cracks me up. The brown-skinned one was wearing an NBA shirt.
Why is there so much controversy about this as to what they were wearing? I mean, it won't go away.
No, it won't. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to back you up. We always used to call it Snapper, but I agree with Rob. I think it has seafood reference.
Yeah, it might very well, but we called it Snapper. And I don't know whether it was a New England thing
Snapper.
Or... But it was like, hey, you want to go out and get... I think it might have been New
what
England.
What it was, you want to get some Snapper?
You want to go out and get some Snapper.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
That's quality Snapper.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, they covered that whole Destiny's Child thing on Access Hollywood last night with Pat O'Brien.
Well, that's a good hard-hitting story for Pat O'Brien to cover.
But,
and?
There was one Laker, one Sixer, one NBA, and then they had the two girls that were dressed in the purple and gold. And that's why everybody was booing, because they were wearing Laker. They had, like, Laker girls instead of the 76er girls.
Okay. Now you're nodding, Buzz, like you know.
Well, I think the crowd was, even if there was only one Laker jersey, that's what the crowd was booing. I saw a tape yesterday here, and it looked like they, I mean, again,
whatever.
Why are we into it?
Yeah.
But it looked to me like they were all wearing Laker stuff.
Well, I saw the same tape, I don't know if it's the same tape you did, but I saw another report, and they were all wearing Celtics jerseys.
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Fed Bastards. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
I wanted to thank you for hiring the mentally challenged, like, Pete Jensen there.
This is the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, are you related?
No, I'm not related, but he does sound retarded with all his kiss money going.
Idiot?
No, he doesn't know that.
Well, you bleeped it, didn't you?
Yeah, I was able to bleep it.
But how you doing on your diet? Because I hear a lot of people calling you fat when they call up.
I'm doing great, and I'm losing about 10 cc's of my spunk a day. Because your mom is a fantastic receptacle.
You sound like Pete Johnson. What are you trying to copy him? You need your own for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
I'm copying Pete Johnson, because everything Pete Johnson says is 100% original.
We rarely say this, sir, but you are not qualified to call this program.
That's a good one.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, listen, how you doing on your protein diet, seriously?
I just told you how I'm doing. I'm dropping about 10 cc's.
Seriously, did it work
about, no, seriously, about 10 cc's a day on your mom's face.
The other 20 on your mom's face, right?
Go, Bob. On my knob.
No, seriously, you want to know about weight loss? Well, watch this.
You take care now.
The show right now is going to lose about 200 pounds. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And he's gone. That was a guesstimate.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to clear up the snapper problem.
Please do.
A snapper is a woman who has trained her feminine muscles, we'll call them, to squeeze manliness upon command.
Well, that's a little more detailed, but we just used to call it snapper.
Thank you.
And that is why they call it a snapper.
All right.
That's a fine snapper.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. I don't know if a girl would take that as a compliment. She'd say, wow, great snapper.
You know, I've been with a lot of women. You are a snapper.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That's a pretty snapper.
Yeah, great muscles.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was calling about that snapper thing.
Of course.
I have no idea that we tapped into this.
Snapper.
He was simply a guest.
Years ago, there was a movie out that was referenced to Cinderella. The guy was out. The king went out looking for the snapper.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for clearing that up for us.
Good explanation.
Bye. I'm convinced.
That was Pat O'Brien.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, Pat O'Brien from Access Hollywood. Now, everybody, put on your thinking caps.
Very good.
Because when we come back, it's a mystery guest right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
It's hard to start loving yourself. All this bit about you've got to love yourself, you've got to love yourself. You are, you know, I know that, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's 43 years' behavior. It's not going to change overnight. It's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If it did, it would be miraculous.
about you, Don and Mike. Number five.
That is the fucking damn thing. You know, I heard at that time, normally we have so much stuff going on stage it's hard to hear, but I heard that's the tape where Elton John farted.
Right. Yeah, you hear this, he's talking about himself, and then you hear a little fur.
It's there.
You know what I think? I think with the mystery guest, I think, frankly, you guys are going to get it.
Yeah.
So I think we're just going to play with people on the telephone.
Okay, good.
But you guys can write down guesses, and I'll let you know which one of you guys gets it first, okay?
All right.
All right.
Let me, can I guess now?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
You going to write something down? No, it's not. Rob and... Okay, Mike, F you, who told you?
I knew. You were sitting here when they came in and told you. I was sitting here when they came in and told you.
I thought you just said the mystery guest is on the phone.
No, I mean, this is early in the week.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was there.
Sometimes I'm there and you don't even know I'm there.
Really? Do you remember that, Lisa?
I don't remember.
Well, and sometimes we say stuff when you're there and you're not listening. Okay, all right, so you got it. So,
right, so I couldn't play anymore.
We're just going to play with listeners.
All right.
First, let's get the mystery guest on the phone. And I understand the mystery guest is going to be using a fake voice.
So the mystery guest will be describing her or his voice.
Yes, hello, mystery guest.
Hello.
See, it's the mystery guest and the mystery voice.
It is a mystery.
We'll give our listeners, what do you say, 10 questions?
10 questions.
And if they can't identify the mystery guest in 10 questions, we will unveil his or her identity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rob, all I do is have to press down another line. I press the conference button.
I think.
Right?
But then I think you're going to have to put them both on.
Okay.
Hold.
All right. Here we go. There you go. Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air with the mystery guest. Ask him or her a question to win a fabulous prize.
Okay, male or female? Male.
Male. Would you like to make a guess?
I'm going to guess Snapper Jones.
No, that was Snapper our previous Jones. Guess.
No, thank you, though. Hold on, please.
Okay,
right. Now.
Put him back in.
Okay, yeah. Put him back on.
I think that's how it works.
And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
It's Don and Mike. How's it going?
Dennis.
What?
Dennis, F you. We're doing a contest. Are you calling to get another stupid plug in?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Bye.
Let's see. He's calling to get a plug in.
Thoughtless.
Sorry. We apologize, mystery guest.
Are you okay with that, mystery guest?
Yes.
All right. Mystery guest doesn't want to talk too much.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Lisa.
Lisa, where are you from?
Gaithersburg.
Lisa, ask a question of the mystery guest.
Are you a has-been?
No.
Are you on a TV show?
Only one question.
One question.
Who would you like? Would you like to guess?
I think it is Jeff Conaway.
Jeff Conaway from Taxi.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it is not. Thank you, though. Hold on a second, please. How dare you insult our mystery guest like that? How dare you?
I have a question.
Hold on a second. Okay. Mystery guest, are you there?
Hello.
You know what I did?
Oh, no.
I just hung up on the goddamn mystery guest.
Oh, dear.
Can we get the mystery guest back on the line?
Yeah, Lisa's doing it right now.
Very good.
You know, it's so...
How dare you, sir?
The phones are tough to conference, Robbie. What's the problem here?
It's just a bad phone system. You want me to portray the mystery guest until she gets her back on, gets him or her back online?
Sure.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
What the heck, then?
Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on with the faux mystery guest right now while we wait for the mystery guest to get back online.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, Don Mike.
Yeah, do you have a question for the mystery guest?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Turn your radio down.
Is he on King of Queens?
No, I'm not.
No. Do you have a guess?
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. Nice effort.
Ben Stiller. Now, listen. I got this way.
Ow.
If we had Ben Stiller on, it wouldn't be a surprise. I mean, it would be, we'd be saying,
yes.
Guess what? We have Ben Stiller
on. We'd be promoting it.
I think I got it back. Hey, mystery guest? Hello, mystery guest?
Yes? Mystery guest, are you there?
Not you, Rob.
Oh, sorry.
Not you, Rob.
Mystery guest, are you there?
Well, I know. Hey, Lisa, pick up line 5 and see if it's the mystery guest. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
It's Jim.
Jim, speak to Rob A., who, for the moment, is sitting in for the mystery guest.
Hello.
Yeah, are you in a current movie right now?
No, I'm not.
Who do you think it is?
Well, I was going to guess Rob Schneider, but that's not him. Thank you.
No.
Not that big.
All right, is that the mystery guest on 5? Hello, mystery guest? Let me try it. Mystery guest?
Yes.
Sorry, mystery guest.
All right, we are right in the middle of trying to figure out the mystery guest.
Put him back on hold.
Put him back on hold.
conference.
Conference.
Now hit two.
Hit line two?
I mean, any two lines.
Okay, mystery guest and caller. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name? Hello?
Do you have a question for our mystery guest?
You know, I finally figured out how to work the telephone, and now we got a
mystery guest. We must apologize. The phone.
We're sorry, mystery guest.
The phone system.
No problem.
Here in New York is very difficult.
Right. Hold on. Give me one more chance, mystery guest. One more chance on this. Hold on. So I go like that.
Right.
There's mystery guest, and there's a caller. Hello. You're on the air. What's your name?
Steve.
Where are you from, Steve?
Sacramento.
Steve, go with a question for the mystery guest.
Is he in movies?
Mystery guest.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Do you have a guess?
Is it the famous Dick Van Patten?
It is not. Hold on, please. How many questions is that now we've asked?
30.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're under the mystery guest. Who is this?
My name's Marty.
Marty, where are you from?
I'm in Livermore, California.
Oh, okay. Well, that rules out Bass.
Okay, Marty, what would you like to ask the mystery guest?
Mystery guest, are you currently in prison?
No.
No.
All right, now it's time for your guess.
I was going to say, is it John Gotti?
John,
no.
You know, no one's embracing the mystery guest.
No one wants to play seriously. Everybody's doing shtick.
It's the same problem we had with Pete Johnson today. Hello, Don and Mike show. Again, if we had John Gotti,
right,
he wouldn't be the mystery guest. He'd be a featured guest.
We'd announce it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, we're guest the mystery guest.
Yes, what's your name?
Natalie.
Natalie, mystery guest is on the phone. What question do you have for the mystery guest?
Are you a professional wrestler?
No.
No.
No. Who do you think it is? Did you just say wrestling because we had Mankind on this week?
I'm just grasping at straws.
Grasping at straws. Yeah, well, that's not the way you play the game. You ask them a general question about what they do.
You know, I'm going to give one more listener a chance, and then just F it. We're just going to give it away, okay?
Give it away now.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
She's John from Delaware.
John, ask a question of the mystery guest.
Okay, does he do anything with the law?
Do you do anything with the law?
No.
No. Who do you think it is?
Don't know now. Got me lost.
Who did see? Because everyone has a guess first and then a question second.
Who did you think it was?
At first I thought it was Dick Van Patten.
Why would Dick Van Patten have anything to do with the law?
Well, that's what I thought earlier, and then when I got through, I had already heard that he was picked. And then I thought maybe...
Hold on a second. What about the law question?
What does that have
to do with anything?
Well, I was thinking maybe you've been talking about the guy that does the...
What's
the lady with the jaw?
Roger Cossack.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Roger Cossack.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Buzz, once again, you saved that guy. I'm here to interpret.
Let me just say that the mystery guest would not be someone we have had on the show this week or even today, as someone guessed earlier, Snapper Jones.
Right.
It's not Roger Cossack. It's not Snapper Jones. It's not Mankind the wrestler.
Right.
Okay,
we're going to give him one more shot.
Okay. Bring your guns. I'm lost.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sure that happens about every morning you wake up.
One more shot now for the mystery guest, and then we're going to unveil. Hello, who is this? Turn your radio down. What? Why are you listening so loud?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Christ. What's your name? You're embarrassing us in front of the mystery guest.
We're trying to play a mystery guest game. You pick up the phone and your radio is literally blasting.
What is your name?
I'm just enjoying the show. I'm sorry.
What's your name, sir?
Jen.
Where are you from?
Stockton.
All right. You have the last chance to get the mystery guest.
Okay. Is he a little bit rock and roll?
Are you a little bit rock and roll?
Mystery guest, are you a little bit rock and roll?
Yes.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Donny Osmond.
No.
You're wrong. Okay, listen.
I would like to apologize to our mystery guest.
Yeah.
Our mystery guest.
No problem, guys. Those are good guesses.
No, they weren't. Listen, Jerry, they sucked. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to our normal listeners, but apparently today we got a busload from Three Mile Island in here.
Our mystery guest is a household name.
Yeah. Yes, and he's been on the show many times, and we consider him a friend. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Beef, Jerry Mathers.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
Jerry.
Well, I like that I'm your friend. That's even better.
Yes.
We love you, Beaver.
Listen, who doesn't like Jerry Mathers. He's been an outstanding guest every time we've had him on the show. And he's promoting the fact that this weekend, you know, I'm going to tell you, I love Nick at Night, or TV Land, the sister channel to Nick at Night,
right,
when they get a good show and they run it all weekend.
Amen.
And this weekend they're running Leave It to Beaver. All weekend, right, Jerry?
Having a marathon for Father's Day. It'll start at about Eastern time, about 6 in the morning, and run for 48 hours.
And what that means is that you have a safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
That you know at some point during the weekend, you're going to turn your TV on, and there's going to be nothing good on. You're going to know that you're going to be able to go to channel 301, which is DirecTV, and immediately you're always going to get a quality Leave It to Beaver.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
I love it.
Jerry, well, how do you feel?
That's a very big compliment. Thank you very much.
We're looking forward to watching it. How do you feel about the success of your brother, Marshall?
You know what? As I say, it's really interesting. In fact, I was at the airport the other day, and somebody wanted to know if he was my kid.
Well, Eminem.
He's not.
He's not. All right. All right. Very good.
You know, I find as I watched Leave It to Beaver, which is back in the regular rotation on TV Land.
It'll start on Monday. It's on, I believe, 9 o'clock or on Eastern time on Monday. It'll start.
Yay!
For the longest time, I'd watch Leave It to Beaver on TV Land. I think, well, I like it best when Beaver was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then you would get an episode like where you climbed up into that giant teacup.
Oh, the soup bowl.
Yeah, the soup bowl.
That'll definitely be on in the marathon.
When Jerry at the time was, you know, Beaver going to middle school.
Right.
Which I found I dug too. And then when Wally was old enough to be in high school, when Wally and Beaver were left at home alone, and the bathtub floods, and they end up ruining the house. So I mean, they're all good whether you're a little kid or whether you're older. Which ones do you like better, the ones where you're real little or middle or grown up?
Well, you know, when I was a lot smaller, I'd watch the and I'd relate, even though I had done them, to the Beaver. And then when I was like a teenager, I'd relate to Wally. But now that I'm a parent and I have kids of my own, I understand June and Ward a lot better.
Do you run your household the way June and Ward ran theirs?
You know what? I wish I could. I don't
really
think that, you know, it was situation comedy, so I don't think there really ever was a family like the Cleavers, but it's sure nice to watch them.
Well, you know, seriously, and you know, we're all dads here in this room, and when you have children of your own,
except for the childless Buzz,
except for our newsman Buzz, you really look at a show like Leave It to Beaver, and it is the ideal version of the, you know, the father, the mother, and would that it would be that easy, don't you think?
But you know what? All those stories, I mean, not the way necessarily they turned out, but all the original ideas for the show came from real life. So those are all things that really happened to kids in the, you know, the 40s and the 50s, because the writers had been wanting to be writers and gathering these stories for years and years and years. So I think that's why it has the staying power that it's had all these years.
No, we're big, giant fans of Leave It to Beaver, and everybody, please watch Jerry's show, Leave It to Beaver, on TV Land, Fandemonium, all weekend long, safe haven.
How are you doing with your weight?
I'm doing very, very well. I've kept it off now almost 5 years.
Oh, good for you.
Have we ever given you the sex quiz, Jerry?
Well, I don't know. Not that I remember, but
last time you were on the show,
you gave me one of those ecstasy pills first.
I don't think so. And that's one thing they didn't have back in the days of Beaver Cleaver. You
definitely
didn't have to worry
not
about those kids doing ecstasy.
Although, wasn't there an episode one time where, I know what it was, where Larry Mondello's dad, or maybe it was your dad, had a pipe?
A Mersham.
Yeah, and you
in
guys,
Germany, we smoked coffee in it.
Yeah, and you guys put coffee in it, smoked coffee, and got sick out of your minds, right?
That's about it.
Right, with Larry Mondello.
Oh, that's great.
You got it.
Who I used to love, Fat Man Larry Mondello.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jerry, we have a celebrity sex quiz
that
has been given to everyone as famous as Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue, wrestler Mankind, TV stars, the politicians.
We gave it to the Libertarian candidate for president.
And it's
how'd he do?
He was a stud muffin.
Very smart.
Okay.
You should also know that all of the questions that we're about to ask you are questions that we have answered ourselves.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we answer them truthfully.
All right.
And,
we only ask you to do the same so that we can add your question to the roster.
Not a problem.
All right, let me get some music here.
There's the music for the aforementioned sex quiz.
Okay, Jerry Mathers, Leave It to Beaver, Beaver Cleaver. Jerry, have you ever participated in three-way sex?
Nope.
No. All right. Jerry, have you ever had sex with a woman while menstruating?
No.
No.
So far, so good.
Well, you know.
No, he's doing very well. I mean, on the purity scale, he's doing very well.
And you wanted me to be truthful. I can lie to you.
That's right.
No, that's okay.
No.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Nope.
No. Have you ever had sex in your parents' home?
Yes.
Yes. Jerry Mathers, have you ever had hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Outstanding.
Way to go, Beaver.
Did I miss a question there, Rob? Hold on. How many questions was that I've given you?
That was five.
Okay, here's number six. Jerry Mathers, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
I like it. I like the rhythm of this, too.
Yep. Jerry, have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
No. Here's an important one, Jerry. You ever had sex in the no-no?
No.
Good. Good. Good for you, Jerry. I applaud that. Remember, it's an exit, not an entrance. Jerry, have you J-O'd today?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex in a car?
No.
Wow, that's unusual.
Say in or...
In a car.
Yes, I said with.
Oh, no, not with a car. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Two more questions. Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yes.
Yes. And... Jerry, you can round it off to the nearest 10, 50, or 100. Approximately how many sexual partners have you had?
10, 50, or 100 are my choices?
Well, no, you can round
less
it off.
Less than 50, more than 10.
Less than 50?
Would you like to say 25?
That'd be good.
There you go.
25 is the answer. There you go. Successful sex quiz. We go to Buzz, who is the keeper of all on this show. Buzz, how did Jerry do?
Don, I'm worried about the beef. No, actually, he did great. All the purity we expect from Beaver Cleaver. Five yes answers and 25 partners. Very good.
Very nice. On the wholesome side. Right?
Very nice. You did well, Jerry.
Way to go, Jerry.
Good to hear, guys. I'm glad I passed. I wouldn't want to let you down.
You did very well.
Good job.
Thank you for that. And everybody, please, I'm serious. There's going to be a time this weekend when nothing is on TV. And I will do this myself.
Yep.
I will go to TV Land and know there is a great Leave It to Beaver.
You know, and there always is, especially with a show like this, there is always new audience, people that literally have never seen it before, and it's worth checking out. It really is. It's a slice of Americana.
And for my money, you know it's a good one when the opening credits are the names written in cement.
That's
right.
It. Long-lasting.
That's how you know you got a real classic. Jerry, thanks as always for being on the show.
Sorry, you guys.
Sorry about our dumb listeners with the mystery guest thing.
Hey, I thought they had good guests. Good.
No, they're idiots. Thank you, Jerry.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Jerry Mathers, otherwise known as the Beaver.
Yeah, very nice. The guy's very comfortable with the fact that he is Beaver Cleaver.
Yeah, I mean, he took it, he ran with it, and he's still making money off it.
Yeah, good for him. All right, thank you, Beave. That's TV Land this weekend. We got a break. Oh, a very special low-budget Jeff RD.
Get ready to cry.
Coming up.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
So toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skin kind of just fall off. You want to get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut. This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
You'll laugh until your nipples bleed. The Don and Mike Show.
Udu da day.
Adado da.
Listen, well, I guess Donny Osmond, I think the thing is that yesterday when we were supposed to have Donny Osmond on is when we decided at the last minute to have your ex-girlfriend, Candace Bushnell, on the show.
It was always a pleasure talking to Candace.
From Sex and the City, so I'm not sure if Donny Osmond is joining us today or not. I know that, call me a fag. My wife and I are going to see Donny Osmond this weekend.
Ah, it's this weekend.
Yeah, I think so.
You going to get backstage and say hello?
Yeah, I think we are.
Well, when you talk to him, see if he can come on the show next week.
I'm a giant fag. And I'll let you know what happens on Monday with that.
Good.
Next week, I can't tell you, but something really big.
Ooh. Is that what you got a call about?
What I got a call about when?
Well, yeah, a few minutes ago. And you said... When I'm listening to you in the studio, and you'll say, there are times I know when to ask you, and other times when I don't, and you got a call, and your comment
Don't
worry, I won't say anything.
No.
And when that happens, I immediately kind of look at you, and it's either for my ears or it isn't.
Oh, Mike, let me just say,
yes.
Who is having a birthday next week?
All right.
Okay.
I won't pry.
Okay.
I won't pry that.
Don't fry.
Okay.
Don't pry.
Great.
Golden boy.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yes, the cat's out of the bag. We're going to have a special birthday show for Mike next
Happy
week.
Happy birthday to me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is that me?
Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, you know what? Your listeners didn't have a chance with the last mystery guest. He told a lie, the second or third answer.
You know, I know what you're talking about.
About that has-been thing?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, but listen now. Come on, we're friends with Jerry Mathers.
Come on.
I mean, what are we supposed to do? Say, no, you are a has-been?
Yeah, why not? I mean, your listeners deserve better than that. We deserve honesty.
You know, even
if you wanted to have dishonesty, we'd listen to Grant Napier. By the way, even do the dishwasher.
What?
It's for my son. I think he's listening at home.
Get out of here.
Johnny Agenda.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. You know, that's a valid point about the has-been thing, and I thought the same thing, and we all kind of looked at each other.
Well, you know, if he had answered truthfully and he had said yes, I think it immediately, it can almost, I mean, you got Gilligan. You know what I mean? You got people that are really in the front row of Hasbro.
You got Batman. But you got Gilligan.
Beaver's such an icon, though. I mean, I think he rises above.
No, listen.
All right.
I'll say this behind his back.
Okay.
Because I'm sure he's not listening.
I think he could handle it.
He is a has-been. Oh, yeah. But frankly, I didn't want him to get pissed off so that he wouldn't stay on the phone and take the sex quiz.
Right. He's comfortable with his has-been. He's not as bad a has-been as Bob Denver.
Right.
No.
Bob Denver, who goes, you see Bob Denver at like... You know, Winnebago openings.
I don't. That could be a close battle to see who's the biggest has-been. Beaver, Cleaver, or Gilligan.
No, you know who's big is Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Yeah, but I don't think he was as big as Gilligan or Beaver.
No, he wasn't. No, but you know, I'll say that is a valid criticism. All right.
Hmm.
But, I mean, BFD deal, 99% of the people were dumbasses anyway.
They wouldn't have gotten it anyway because there would have been people like, hey, you a wrestler?
BF deal. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Are you with the law?
Hello.
Hello?
Oh, you're on the air.
Yeah, speaking of birthdays, happy birthday, former celebrity friend Leah Remini. Happy birthday
to you.
Well,
once again, BF deal.
I know.
And I mean turbo BF deal.
Right.
Happy 31.
Right.
That's officially over.
Good luck to her. Good luck. Good luck with the final season of King of Queens.
Amen.
Good luck.
Oh, I got a message for her.
Good. This is for you, Leah.
That was emotional.
There you go.
It was emotional.
www.egarson.com.
We're hurt. We're still hurt. We're wounded. Now right. We're mad.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering if in the last half hour that you now have before the junkies come on, you could bring back the cavalcade.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, and I want to say something that some people have called the station and said that, you know, on WJFK, on our station in D.C., we announced last week we were going to be on until 8 o'clock, and some people are pissed that we're playing best of tapes if we end the show before 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The deal is that the show that follows us, the Sports Junkies, they would come on anytime between 7:15 and 8 o'clock.
Right.
They never really knew what time the show was going to start.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was made the program director, and I thought, you know, it would be a better idea to give the Sports Junkies a time when they knew they were going to start every single night.
Hard start time.
And so Mike and I would have the flexibility to go until 8 o'clock on the nights when we talk for 1 or 2 hours without any commercials at all.
Right.
So that's the format. I mean, I apologize if anyone was misled to think that we were going to stay on the air for 5 hours a day, and
no, that's not going to happen.
Truth, well, we do it once in a while,
mm-hmm.
and it happens. We have the flexibility now to stay on as late
right.
as we like.
Right. Yeah, well, you have the flexibility.
Well, so do you, Mike.
Yeah, well, sort of. Yeah.
You do.
Well, I've done the 20 of 8 end times too, and gotten home, and it's just not a happy scene.
Well, but on occasion we will go late.
And occasionally,
on those occasions we have the opportunity to go late. Keep in mind that if the station really wanted to keep us to our contract, the show would be over at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Well, if the station really wanted to keep us on our contract, we would be done at 6, and we would be coming on at 2.
Yeah, our contract is 2 to 6.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't anymore.
Be careful.
But it doesn't.
Yes,
you know it doesn't, though.
You. I didn't say anything.
So anyway, we have the window to stay on until 8 o'clock, right. But the show's going to end whenever it ends.
Right.
And because the junkies deserve to have a start time where they know where they're going to be on,
mm-hmm.
and they have 4 hours every night that they know where they can do a regular show, And I've given them the same flexibility that they can stay on as late as they want. They can stay on past midnight.
The way our contract's written now, we have the option to be on from midnight to the following midnight.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. No, not the contract we just signed.
Oh, that's correct.
The contract we just signed has very specific stuff in it.
I understand that.
But anyway, to answer the question, no on the cavalcade.
I just used to look forward to that every day.
Depending on how much time we have left in each individual show. Today will be a day, for instance, that we run pretty close to being on time because everybody's got to get out of here to catch their planes and their trains to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that next week, you know, that we'll go till 7:30, quarter till 8. And now we have the luxury of just staying on until the show is actually naturally finished.
All right.
Okay? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's fine. Thanks.
And you know, you really do get the cavalcade throughout the whole show. If you really listen to it carefully, you get a little of the cavalcade all day long on this show.
Spread out now.
But there's some things that you used to play in the cavalcade every day.
You know what? Can I just tell you, though, seriously, without busting balls, we used to do the show a lot different 10 years ago than we do it today.
Well, I know.
We did the show different 15 years ago than we do it today.
Ever forward.
Okay? Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
All right, bye bye. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Whining putts.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Still me.
What? Oh, it's you. Okay.
Goodbye, whining putts.
Oh, I see. I still have the conference button pressed. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I speak to Don and Mike, please?
You're on the air with us. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I was just wondering why you guys were mad at Lee Remedy.
Is it too much to ask that you listen to the show?
Is it too much to ask that you pronounce her last name correctly,
Leah Remedy?
Because you went on Howard. Well, you know you had. Mick Foley on the other day, and he was on Elliot in the morning.
It was not because she went on Howard Stern's show. That is not why we are mad at Leah Remini. That is not why.
Okay, why?
Well, I'm not going to rehash it with you. You should have been listening to the show, but it's not because she went on Howard Stern's show.
And there have been many calls that have been put in to Leah Remini, and she has not returned them. So the real reason we are mad at Leah Remini right now is because she's not returning our phone calls.
Right, but what about Mick Foley? He was on the other day, and the same day he was.
Do you understand what I just? Hold on. Do you understand what I just said to you? It wasn't a question of her going on the Howard Stern show,
and then you continued to say, "Hey, but what about Mick Foley?" So I mean, he answered a question that had nothing to do with that, and then you why can't you understand that?
All right, I understand.
No, okay, you explain it to me then. Let me hear that you understand.
No, I do. I understand.
No, explain it to me.
You're mad because she will not return your phone calls.
Yeah. That's really the reason we're mad at.
Pretty much that's it, yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Who wants to listen to that guy saying the same thing once you?
All right, thanks, Ron.
Tell your friend that if he's got something to say, to be a man and come to the telephone.
If you got something to say, come to the telephone.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yes.
What are you eating, sir?
Yeah, I'm having a little pretzels here. You're trying to lose some weight. Well, I'm having some pretzels.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
the big thing is that who wants to hear that guy? I mean, I love him. WWF, I love him to death.
Who wants to hear what guy?
Who wants to hear Mick Foley tell the same goddamn stories in the morning and come on your show and tell the same exact stories?
As far as I know, Mick Foley was a great guest on this show, and I don't think everybody, any other show that he went on would ask him the questions that we asked him.
Man, it was the same thing over and over. And I thought that the big thing between Leah Remini and yourself...
Remini, not Remedy, Remini.
Well, same thing.
No, it's not.
No, it's not the same thing.
Well, you got mad, she went on the other show.
Don't, listen, again, will you please get your facts straight? We were not mad that she went on the Howard Stern show.
She
went on the Howard Stern show with our blessing.
The issue with Leah is the fact that ever since all of that went on, we have tried to contact her, and she has not returned our phone calls.
So you think that she is dead to you now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, she will... I mean, we made unbelievable efforts to get in touch with her, and she blew us off, and it's obvious when somebody's doing that.
Okay, then I misunderstood you.
Yes, obviously.
Oh, man, busting my balls now.
That's of course.
Well, hold on. You're kind of a dope.
I just want to know what the difference was. If you're just mad about her not calling you back, that's one thing.
And as far as guests coming on, you know, one show and then going on another show and telling the same stories, we have no control over that. I mean, we don't listen to, you know, every show in the market. And if a guy wants to come on and do the same shtick, let me enlighten you. If you've ever watched anybody go on Leno or Letterman or Conan or, you know, Craig Kilborn, they all do the same goddamn shtick. and you can probably see it, you know, during a week when somebody's promoting a book, you can see those same stories on four different television shows.
Okay. No big deal.
I just thought it was important to talk to you since you were running your mouth in the background while your other friend was mispronouncing.
We're on a cell phone. We both can't be on at the same time.
Yeah, but when you're yelling in the background, that's a big pussy move. You will agree.
No, I'm on the phone. I'm coming.
Yeah, you're on the phone, but I mean, before that, it was a big pussy move.
Right. Can Rob make fun of me again, please? I appreciate that.
No.
No, he's shaking his head, so he doesn't want to.
Oh, man. All right.
Thank you, though.
Easy, guys.
Thank you.
Radio guys rule.
Right.
Okay.
Enjoy the pretzels.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Yeah, I heard other details about your new contract.
Oh, really?
You will now be able to broadcast from your home.
Isn't that great?
Your show will be aired on TV on the Oxygen Channel.
Yeah. Right.
And now you can mention the other DJ's name on your show. This man, Jack.
Yeah, correct. All right, you got them all.
That was good.
You got everything.
A round of applause. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, love you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, a little sad today, man. I know the show's changing and stuff, but God, I missed the soup stirring contest, the J.O., you know, the...
Well, no, hold on.
Well,
what?
What's weird?
Well, you know, when I said the show...
Copycat call.
Listen, when the ladies call in to stir the soup, that is a feature that happens whenever a lady calls to stir the soup.
We do that all the time.
Yeah, I know, but lately it's not been kind of... You know,
and you know why? Because the ladies haven't been calling in to do it.
I've been listening. I've just been so depressed. I haven't heard that for a while.
Why don't you get your sister to call the show and J.O. for us?
I tried.
Only way it works.
Hey, that's a show.
I know.
That's a show that she only does for this guy alone.
I know. Hey, Bill, we do love you guys.
I'm glad you know everything.
Well, I try to. You know, that's how it is sometimes.
Right,
you
know? I know.
I love you, and you know how it is. I know. Hey, but I love you, and have a nice weekend, guys.
No, Bob.
Right.
Bye-bye.
On my knob. Hello. Not in my show.
You seem nice.
Hello, you're on the air.
Turn your radio down. This is Mike Fanny from Rochester. I was arguing with you last week.
Copycat. You were arguing with
me? I'm not the copycat. I'm the guy that was accurate, and you said I was trying to get you two to turn on each other.
Yeah, we have entered into the witching hour on Friday.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I want to correct Don and Mike on something.
Oh, please do.
Of course you do, because you're so courageous.
That's exactly right.
Please do.
Hey, about Leah.
Yes.
Now, they did say...
You're talking to us.
Hey, okay, you said...
Well, hold on. Yes, please, let's start before you tell us how you know the situation better than we do. Why don't we establish the fact, though, that you're so dumb you didn't even know you're talking to us?
Well, that's true.
What is true?
I didn't. It sounds like an echo.
It sounds like an echo.
It must be the phones.
No need to put an N on that A.
Okay. It sounds like an echo.
You gave Leah a choice.
An hour.
No, and you should know.
Now, didn't you? Yes, you did. On the air.
On the air.
Yes, we did. That is true. We did do that.
You gave Leah a choice.
And did you hear after that?
Hey,
hold on.
Now, you know you was pissed when she was
pissed. You know you was pissed. Let me ask you a question. Did you hear the day after that when I said that I had had an off-air conversation with Leah and told her if she was feeling pressure from CBS that she should go ahead and appear on the Howard Stern show?
That's right. I heard that.
Okay, then what you've said previously means nothing.
The point is, when you found out she was going on there, you pissed her off.
Oh, I pissed her off. How do you know that?
Oh, Cody, hey, it was on the air.
How do you know that?
Hey, I listen to y'all.
Hold on. How do you know that I pissed her off when my conversations with Leah were not broadcast on the air?
Oh, now you know. Hey.
No. Yes. Please answer my question.
You don't want to tell the truth about it. She dropped you two losers.
Agenda caller.
Here we go.
Your whole show, you can tell when two jockeys are dying, you know? Your whole show is beginning to suck.
You know, I am not in the mood.
Then why are you... Let me just entertain something. Why are you listening? Why are you calling?
It gives me something to do.
Right, because you're so scary smart.
Right, that's right.
Because you've got so much free time because you're so scary talented in your personal life.
I'm just correcting you on, you know.
You can't even speak English, pal.
Let me tell you something.
You are not able to speak English.
You asswipe.
You can't do it.
You would not have the guts to be one-fifth as honest as we are.
Hey,
I have to delete that out.
Well...
I have to delete that out.
You're not bright enough to even know the rules.
Let's not even go there.
You're trying to be a ball buster.
No. You said something about our mothers that we couldn't broadcast.
I like your show, but I'm just, if you're going to say something, tell the truth.
Listen, I'm telling the truth. I tell the truth every friggin' day on this show.
F you, you hillbilly.
Every day on this show, but you know so much because you sit there on your tractor and you listen.
Fag. You going to see Donnie?
You know something? You are one hillbilly MF-er.
Yeah, hang up, you stupid inbred. Jesus Christ.
Hey, it's the witching hour. Hope he's enjoying his Friday evening.
But he knows everything because he listens.
Yes, he does.
Because he listens to the show. I know. Hello, Don and Mike.
And he votes.
Hello.
Mike. Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, when are you going to tell the truth, man? Tell the truth why I'm
copycat, not qualified. You got to hang up on him. He's a copycat. I thought we don't allow copycats.
No, we don't. You're right.
We got a very special low-budget Jeopardy happening today, too.
I know. I'm going to do a break, and we're going to get to it. Come on. I don't mind arguing with people sometimes.
I don't like the copycat. I think they should relinquish their right when somebody's not creative enough to come up with an argument on their own.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, it's a good thing you got the hillbilly off the air.
Well, why? Who cares? I think it's entertaining to hear it.
It does make good radio, though. It is interesting.
It's entertaining. Who cares?
About 2 weeks ago, you guys were talking about the behind the scenes on the DVDs and how uninteresting it is and all that stuff. You got to get me, myself, and Irene to check out the behind the scenes stuff on that. The Farrelly Brothers, the entire DVD, talk about the people that they know that are in the background. Their mother, their sister, their aunt, their uncle, their sister, their cousin. The best part is... When the three black guys, the three sons, start talking, they say, quiet, we got to hear this.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
I wasn't sure. I was confused.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I know it's the bewitching hour, but I just had something really silly to talk about. You guys were talking about Jerry Mathers.
Yes.
And I was thinking that really the way to tell a true has-been is, Bob Denver's a good example because he wears a stupid Gilligan getup every time you see him.
Jerry Mathers does wear, the plaid shirts a lot.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. I mean, he doesn't wear overalls.
Well, maybe he is a has-been. But, do you guys ever get those cards for, antique shows and gun shows and stuff?
Uh-huh.
And they're always advertising that in addition to those shows, they have some total has-been being at those places. Yeah.
If you're doing it from a convention center, one of those little expo centers, the odds are that you're in has-been land.
I've never seen his name there.
I don't think Mathers or Denver does that, but you know who does them a lot?
Who?
Capel. Oh, Bernie Capel?
Does he wear the uniform?
Last time I went to one, he was wearing the Dr. Bricker.
Wasn't he mean it to you also?
Yeah, he can kiss my ass.
Was he wearing the shorts?
I don't know. I asked him to stand, and he was naked and erect. So, hello.
Last call, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, did you guys see who was on Larry King last night?
No, who?
Imus. And we just talked to...
You know what that is? That's the near-dead interviewing the near-dead.
That's exactly what I thought.
Thank you, my friend.
Our
topic tonight, hospice care in America.
Stupid idiot.
We're joined by Imus in the morning.
Where are my sunflower seeds?
Stupid idiot.
Our topic today, oxygen tanks.
I'm dying and you are too.
And of course, everything that Imus say, Larry would give the typical Larry King laugh.
We'll be back on Dead People Can Be Interesting, too.
Yeah, you know, it's like a mortuary's waiting room. Larry King, Don Imus on TV. Thank you.
Don
Thank
Imus.
You guys, have a great little bit of Jeopardy.
Bye-bye.
Soon to be the featured performer in 6 Feet Under on HBO.
Bye-bye. Well, we will continue to speak the truth.
Yes.
Right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Crazy not to want you. If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
From the makers of Crouching Sea Wax Hidden Roy Hill, it's the Don and Mike Show.
And already that bumper is outdated.
True.
How about that? Okay, listen, without further ado, I think we've set this up, and this is... very special. And I'd like a very special blossom.
No.
Because it's not sad, but it's a very special low budget Jeff Hardy.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Jeff Hardy. Let me just say that we never have a regular on the show come in to play Jeopardy. This is a first,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's very special.
Greetings!
Can you play his music, please, Joe? Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's not Wednesday, the day that he normally reviews movies on the show.
Hi, Don.
But please say hello to Movie Man and the pride of Puerto Rico.
Hello.
Charlie Stossel.
Hello, hello, hello. It's so nice to see you. How are you? It's so nice to be up here in New York City. I'm up here for my annual theater trip.
Hi, Charlie.
Theater trip. Hello, Don. What are you going to say that's horrid?
Well, first I'm going to say...
What?
Well, you know, the Lara Croft movie opens today.
I can't believe you're not commenting on my outfit.
All right, let's start with the outfit.
My DreamWorks t-shirt.
DreamWorks t-shirt.
Camp Counselor shorts.
Camp Counselor shorts.
Special bicycling shoes.
Yeah.
With ankle-length socks. All white on either side. Take a look.
One Dalmatian.
Pretty. Two Dalmatian.
Pretty.
These are my special Dalmatian socks. Fantastic. And I've got some Shrek action figures that I'm going to set up right here. There's Shrek and there's the princess.
And
hello, princess. Hello, Shrek.
Super Joe Ardinger, just let me tell you back at the JFK Studios, as soon as Stossel calls in to yell about this.
And he will.
Please put him right through.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
So Charlie Stossel.
Bad weekend of the movies. I discussed that with you before.
Yeah, no, I'm reading this this press about Angelina Jolie, Lara Croft.
Gag.
Repeat, what did you say on Wednesday's episode on this show?
Well, first of all, she's thin as a rail, and she has huge breasts. And it's just gross. It's gross to look at. It's so boring. They show her and she's wearing a tight t-shirt and you can see her breasts. And then they show her running in slow motion. And I'm like, please show something interesting like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. That was funny. I mean, give her a fedora.
Yeah. That was a great movie. It really
was.
That at this point, it still is not. It's not lampooning because Charlie is doing is repeating exactly what Charlie Stossel said on his show on Wednesday.
Jolie. I mean, she looks like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
She looks like a Barbie doll.
I'm
not into that. I don't want to see that. That's not what people want to see in the movie.
Listen, let's talk frankly about you, Charlie.
Let's talk about my incredible itinerary up here in New York City that I'm so excited about. I can't even tell you how excited. This is the city that never sleeps. I'm so excited about everything I'm going to do. You know, there's so many things. The list is so long. I'm not going to get to go to all the shows that I want to go to.
Now, are you staying in the village?
I'm staying down in the village. So it takes me a little longer to get to the theater district, but it's okay.
What's the name of that restaurant, Robbie?
Pegasus is wonderful. I wear, I take off the camp counselor shorts, and I wear my leather pants that I have. I have special leather pants that I work up there. And the last time I was in New York, I came up to see Bernadette Peters in Annie Get Your Gun, and now they have Crystal Bernard in Annie Get Your Gun, and I'm not sure that I'm going to enjoy it as much, but I'm still going to go see it. I really want to see it because I'm very excited, and I love Tom Wopat. He has just made such a wonderful transition. So that's the first thing on the list. And then, of course, I have to visit the Vagina Monologues. Always very exciting. And they have different stars that come in and do that.
Right.
But, I don't want them to talk about breasts and things like that. I just hope they're just funny. Girl chat, you know?
What happened, Charlie? Can we have an honest discussion? Now, I mean, you're not here to talk about movies.
I understand. I'm here to talk about live theater, like Gina Gershon in Cabaret.
Let's talk about...
Oh, life is a cabaret.
I know. I know we've kidded you on the air about your first marriage.
That's with Studio 54, if anyone would like to go.
Your failed marriage.
My failed marriage was okay. It was for the best. It was for the best, Don.
Your wife turned out to be a lesbian.
Yes, she did. She did indeed, and that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Can you tell us the circumstances once and for all, the true story of what happened there?
The circumstances.
The circumstances
are very painful. Anytime there's a breakup, as you know, Don, and you know, I mean, I know you want to just hear him bust my chops. Jesus Christ.
Oh. Effers.
Big effers. I was at a hockey game, and I came home, and I found her, and, and she said, I'm leaving. And then I later found out that, of course, it was not for a man. It was for a woman.
A woman.
And once I found that out, it was difficult for a period of time, but I understood got it, I understand. And I was okay with it after a short period of time. And we're not as close as we were, but we're still friends, and it's okay.
Did you
I've resigned myself to the fact that I'm okay, she's okay, and we can still coexist.
Did you have sex with her while you were married?
No.
You never had sex?
Well, a couple of times, but never very good.
And how was it?
It was...
Why was it? Yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't really interest me.
Let's talk about your ex-wife. Describe her. Was she
very attractive?
Thin with big breasts.
Yes, absolutely. Looked like a Barbie doll, and you know, just too thin, thin. You know, it's just not my cup of tea. I hate. Let me tell you some of the things I don't like.
Okay.
Well, for example, actresses. All right, movies that I really go in with a predisposition not to like anything with Angelina Jolie, of course. And I mentioned Lara Croft, where she's just stick thin and she's got the big breath. Ugh. Who needs that? I don't like Cameron Diaz movies. They don't do it for me. I mean, you know, she's always
so hot.
Well, she's always, you know, anyone can put on a tight shirt and show her dipples. Why is that such a big deal? I don't dig that. And I think there's a reason why we're not seeing many more films from Jennifer Love Hewitt. I just don't think she does it for me either. It's just, yeah, boring. But I'll tell you something. I really wish that Shelley Duvall would make some more movies because I think she is H-O-T hot.
Shelley Duvall.
Now, she can act. Did you ever see her in The Shining? Oh, she's fantastic. She's great, and she's the definitive olive oil. I really love her. And, you know, I do like movies with Benny Affleck. Benny Affleck is strong. He's a good actor. He really is. Have you seen... Now, for example, I'm going to give you a good movie and a bad movie. Bad movie, I talked about it the other day.
Okay.
Lara Croft, yeah. Tomb Raider.
You didn't like that one.
I mean, stinky. Fingers over the nose.
You didn't like it.
Get the smell out here. You want to see a great movie?
Yeah.
See Cuba Gooding.
Yeah.
See Cuba Gooding in Pearl Harbor. It's just wonderful. It's a great tragedy with a love story surrounding it. I liked Pearl Harbor almost as much as I liked Jodie Foster in Contact.
Wow.
I really did. I thought it was
marvelous. How mad do you think Stossel is right now?
Oh, I'm not sure. You know, I know that there's probably going to be a problem, but if he comes up here, we can take him to see the Blue Angel Exotic Cabaret. That is a fantastic show, and then we could go see the Full Monty, which is on my list. That's what I'm going to try to catch. And then at the Loser's Lounge tribute to Paul Williams.
Wow.
It's going to be a fantastic evening. And then, of course, the private party that I'm invited to with a big celebrity in town. And I know you're all going to be jealous. I'm not sure
who's
I should even tell you.
Tell us. You're going to be with a celebrity tonight?
I'm afraid if I tell you, you know, if I tell you, Don, you're going to start making fun. And then I'm not going to be invited
anymore. Who are you going to be with?
John McDee.
Wow.
John McDee from the Rosie O'Donnell Show. He's having a private party. The dog washing party. We all bring dogs. If you don't have a dog, they provide a dog for you, sure. And we bathe the dog. And that is just so much sudsy fun. I don't mind telling you.
Which is more fun?
Mm-hmm.
Bathing dogs or bathing these Boy Scouts?
Don't go there. Don, don't do that. Now, come on now. I won't give you free tickets to anything anymore.
How is Billy or whatever his name is?
I don't want to talk about that. I swear to God, I don't want to talk about that. You know something? I was going to get producer's tickets and take you. Would you go with me?
I don't want to. I hate Broadway shows.
Why do you hate Broadway shows? It's the ultimate theater.
I'm not gay.
Oh, I suppose you want to go see Tomb Raider and watch the slow motion running. Bubbly, bouncy, blah, blah, blah. I can't stand that. I hate that. It's so overtly sexual.
Now, Charlie, what kind of feedback do you get from people in the movie industry based on your appearances on this show?
Well, I was visiting family down in Puerto Rico about a month ago.
I forgot you're Puerto Rico.
And they had some studio executives down there. And I walked up to them and I said, I just want to say thank you so much for giving us the Full Monty and making the European story a success in the United States. And they said, they were extremely cruel. And I didn't think, they said.
What did they say?
They said, why don't you get out of here, Juju Fruit?
Oh, no.
And I said, I don't want to have anything to do that, all right? And then I told everyone at home, my mamacita no comprende. But it's really frustrating. It's frustrating being me because, as you know, I'm a conflicted man. I'm a man with many different moods. I like hockey and sensitive pictures.
You know,
and I like anything animated. And may I remind everyone, Atlantis!
Wow.
Well, you should see what I got. They sent me an actual sack filled with figurines from Atlantis.
Wow.
And also a little Atlantis city that I can set up on my desk, and I take the Dalmatians and I put them around the city, and it's almost like the Dalmatians are underwater and living.
Are you a homo?
Don.
Now, I know we've danced around this for years.
Okay, Don. Okay.
You know, all right. Cards on the table, Charlie.
Am I a homo?
Are you a homo?
No.
You're not a homo.
What in the name of all that is sacred would make you possibly think that I was a homo? I mean, really.
Look at you.
Well, look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me. I'm a normal guy, Don.
You have one.
What I'm doing is I'm doing the show, then I'm going cycling. And after I go cycling, I'll probably go out to dinner. And I'm perfectly normal.
So you're not a homo.
You know something? Jesus, you effers all the time with this homo, homo, homo.
All right,
what
then
makes you think I'm a homo? What makes you possibly think that I'm a homo? Why do you insist on always doing that, Don?
Do you like...
God, I love coming here.
Do you like...
I love coming here.
Do you like poontang?
Poontang?
You know.
Oh, I know. You're sorry.
Fuzzy?
Yeah. I do.
Say it.
I like...
Say it.
I like that.
Say it.
I like poontang.
No, say it louder like you mean it.
I like poontang.
Do you like intercourse?
I don't kiss and tell, Don.
Do you like intercourse?
I love intercourse.
Yes, I do. With women?
Your efforts. You know, always with this. I don't know why I put up with this.
Do you like a nice snapper?
Yes, I do. I do.
Do you know what snapper means?
No.
What do you think it means?
I think it means sex, right? Something sexual, which is what you always do when you're in here just breaking me over the coals, Don.
A woman's vaginal muscles. That's her snapper.
Do you have to be so detailed?
Yeah,
he does. Please, really. Look.
Lights right, off, please.
You know what? I like intercourse. I like it with the lights off, though.
All right, you know what?
Quickly. Fast as a bunny.
You know, this will be an excellent exercise for you, Charlie, and I don't think...
I have been exercising. Can't you tell?
I don't think that Lisa would find this demeaning.
All right.
In the next room, our producer, Lisa Herndon. Would you just stand up, Lisa?
Uh-huh.
And Charlie...
Hi, Lisa.
She's beautiful. Would you please describe her to the audience? You know,
she's a little thin.
Why don't you describe her and then I'll describe her. We'll see which one of us gets it better.
Right.
Or even better, Buzz can describe her.
All right, she's kind of like blonde, you know, the usual. And she's a little thin, very thin arms. She's got larger breasts. And she looks all right. She's okay. She's all right.
All right.
She's not my cup of tea, but she's all right.
Buzz, how would you describe Lisa as you look at her now?
Lisa is blonde. She's thin, but not too thin. She does have a very nice figure. Very,
okay.
Very nice breast.
All right. If you insist.
And she's wearing a tight fitting T-shirt that's sleeveless, and she looks like and tight pants, and looks like $1 million.
She looks a little thin to me.
She's
kind of looks like a little Barbie.
She's about as close to ideal as you could get.
Can I just say about the Lara Croft and about your producer here, this whole Barbie thing? I mean, it's just not right.
All right, and
Barbie is a figure. She's a plastic figure, and that's what I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Rob, would you stand up, please?
Sure.
And hi, Rob. Charlie, if you would please describe Rob, and then Buzz, I'm going to ask you to describe Rob A. also.
All right. Rob is wearing a beautiful patterned Hawaiian shirt with a T-shirt underneath, which is very stylish. He has the shirt tucked in, which is something I recommended because he's lost some weight. He has very nice form-fitting jeans on that wrap around him and look extremely nice and comfortable. In the seat. He has his flat top hairdo. His cheeks have just enough color to make him look very healthy. His eyebrows are very tinted by the sun, and he's got beautiful blue eyes and nice straight white teeth and a beautiful rosy lower lip, and he smells good.
A Buzz, if you would please look at Rob and describe him.
I like Rob a lot. He's a guy. He's a guy with a flat top. He's like a regular guy, kind of a big guy. He's lost some weight and, you know, looks better, but he's a guy. He's just a guy.
Nice. Fantastic.
Well, wow. Right there, I think we've drawn some very distinctive parallels.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think that, you know, let's not go gaga because somebody, you know, wants to wear something tight. Why do the girls always have to wear something tight? I don't understand that. It makes me just feel basically a little oogie. I'm not all that.
And what is it with you and kids?
Don.
Charlie, what is it with you and kids?
I like kids.
You donate a lot of time, like to Big Brother and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
And?
I do. I just enjoy it.
You do?
I enjoy it.
What do you enjoy most?
Keeping them clean.
It's
always important. That might just do it.
You mean that's the one that might put him over the edge?
I'm afraid it might, but I'll tell you right now.
No, Lisa just put on the screen. He's where is he at? A movie opening today?
Ah.
He can't even hear the show today. We won't get the FU call till Monday.
FU call till Monday. But I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
That really, when you go to see, if you have to go see Tomb Raider, go in there with your eyes wide open. And don't misjudge. Don't misjudge, like, something about Mary when I said that was going to be a flop. You know, that was, first of all, it's not funny. There's not a funny moment in it. And also, you know, Cameron Diaz, it's just, why do we always have that breast, naked breast? Why?
Basically.
What is this fascination everyone has with naked breast?
Don't you like a woman's big, full, naked breast?
Not particularly, no.
No, it doesn't really do it for me.
What about a woman's type, shapely ass?
No, I'm not into that. I
really like a woman who's athletic. I like a woman that can really pedal a bike.
All right, let me ask you, what about, describe Ben Affleck's shoulders.
Ben Affleck's shoulders, it's interesting you mention this because I've seen him in his recent work in Pearl Harbor. His shoulders are so cut and so angularly matched to his head that it's just almost like a perfect angle. And his shoulders, it fills out a sport coat and his uniform that he wears when he's wearing his naval suit.
Yeah.
And I love the naval suits. I like uniforms, period. Ben Affleck's shoulders are rounded where they should be rounded and they slope where they should slope. And that's what I like about it. Cuba Gooding Jr. also, the same thing. Absolutely perfect shoulders. Both men have perfect shoulders. And that's important in any film. It really is important. Unless you're doing like a super comedy.
Let me just throw another name.
And I do prefer a sturdy woman.
Like who?
A woman that can really be grounded. A woman that's not all that obsessed with being thin, thin, thin. You know, stick thin arms, huge breasts. I like a sturdy woman.
Yeah.
I like what I can describe the sturdy woman. I like thick ankles, and I like a smaller breast, like an A or B cup, but not necessarily a small number. Like I wouldn't mind like a 40A.
It sounds like you're describing a certain woman.
A certain woman. I like short hair with bangs trimmed across, and then maybe like a Dutch boy cut. Mm. That's what I like. I enjoy that look in a woman. I like also women that wear regular shoes, that don't wear those pieces of crap you see in department stores.
Sounds to me like any one of those bitches from The View would probably be your ideal woman.
Like Joy Behar.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a sturdy woman. She's a good, sturdy woman. And I don't know why women insist on wearing these open-toed things with big heels on them.
Oh, Charlie, hold on a second.
Yes, okay.
I got a message for you.
All right. Oh, okay, Don. Excuse me. I burped.
www.egars.com.
All right. You know, that's what you do. That's your thing, and I understand
that. Don't you ever fart?
Occasionally.
Isn't it funny when guys fart?
No, not my cup of tea.
You don't think it's funny?
No, fart humor, bathroom humor. I love your show. I do. Don't get me wrong. I love your show, and I love the interview with Beaver. But I don't necessarily care for, you know, all the fart, fart, fart this, fart, fart that, fag this, fag that. You know, just kind of rubs me the wrong way. But I come in here because, you know, I know that you think I'm okay, and I think it's good for my my career. I think I'll be managing some more theaters by the time this is all over.
Well, Charlie, we have to break. Listen, I know that you wanted to talk about some stuff you've got planned in New York.
I've got some wonderful things. I tell you, we're just going to have a great time. I'm going to spend most of the evening at Pegasus. It's going to be such a good evening.
Charlie, we're going to take calls now. First two callers. We need two this week, Lisa. Two callers.
Did you see the way I put my hotel room key on the little keychain that I have hanging off of my shorts?
Just one caller. No, I didn't see that.
That's right here. There we go. This means that I can keep all my identification with me. I can just hang it off my shorts. Lots of flaps and pockets. That to me is a good pant for a man.
877-365-3636. Lisa says we got a champion, so we just need one caller, so call right now.
Oh, super duper.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
That John is the greatest guy in the world. We gotta have him and his wife over for drinks sometime.
I don't think he's married, Homer.
Oh, a swinging bachelor, eh? Well, there's lots of foxy ladies out there.
Homer, didn't John seem a little festive to you?
Couldn't agree more. Happy as a clam.
He prefers the company of men.
Who doesn't?
Homer, listen carefully. John is a hoe? No.
Right.
What you want?
Let them pop a couple of hot balls in ye. Don and Mike.
funny.
What?
You don't know how you met me.
That was a funny draw.
Not really.
That was a good, timely, funny draw.
I didn't think it was that funny. It's just me.
We're joined by a movie man, Charlie Stossel.
Hello! Charlie Stossel here!
Making his first ever appearance on Low Budget Jeopardy.
And one of my many trips to New York City.
Oh.
Watch out, Annie. Get your gun. I don't think Crystal Bernard is Bernadette Peters, though. I really don't. It's Cabaret, Chicago.
You know, Bernadette Peters has giant boobs.
Well, I don't look at the boobs. She's got to listen to her singing voice and her curls.
But she does have big boobs.
All right. It's always boobs with you.
You've never noticed her boobs?
I have. I've talked to people in Washington Square about it.
Harley, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, Don.
Silly juice.
I love your shirt.
My shirt?
Thank you.
Pretty.
Thank you.
Just Low Budget Jeopardy. Oh, I need a bath. Now entering the studio is our challenger. His name is Rick. He's 31. He's right here from New York City. And he's in sales. Hi, challenger.
Hello, Rick.
What's up, boys?
Hey, my friend.
How are you?
Entering the studio is our three-time champion. His total, $109. The Manassas accountant from Manassas, Virginia. Let's say hi to Steve Brady. Hey, Brady.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Don. Hey, Charlie.
Hello.
Steve, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
If I can get what Charlie loves, all those DVDs with the girls on that flash their boobs.
Oh, yuck. All right, enough.
Guys, please.
Jesus. Now in the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Troublemaker. Please put your hands together and say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo, Don Geronimo.
Thank you, Charlie Stossel.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Steve. Guys, don't forget, I live with my mom wearing clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy.
What is he, staring at me?
Yeah,
he's staring at you, per se.
Call me Alex, I love
staring at a part of you.
Call me Alex, unless we're playing the game, then it's Alex Killer Twistmaster. And always call him Chaz.
Hi, everybody.
I forgot how much you look like Clint Howard.
Yeah, thank you very... Oh, yeah, Clint Howard in every Ron Howard movie, right? Yeah, that's old, Don.
Here are your categories, guys, and they are... Lara Croft versus Angela Jolie.
Black.
NBA Finals.
Boring.
Name That TV Dad.
Ah, now we're talking.
New on home video and DVD.
I love DVDs.
And the always challenging States and Capitals.
States and Capitals.
One more time.
I'm bald.
Lara Croft versus Angelina Jolie. NBA Finals. Name That TV Dad. New on home video DVDs and States and Capitals. Rick from New York, you're the challenger. We will start with you.
And I just want to say I love New York. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's so close to Vermont. All right, go ahead, Rick.
Let's go with NBA Finals.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal has this comic book hero's logo on his arm and a tattoo.
Oh, come on.
It's a radio show. It's a radio show, Rick. All right, Steve, it's your chance to steal.
What is Superman?
Hey, of course, yeah. Shaq Daddy, Superman.
Superman. I like Superman. Spider-Man, too. I like Spider-Man. I like Batman. I like Superman. I like Stretch. I like the Green Hornet. I like...
What do you like most about all those superheroes?
Their muscles.
Okay, Rick.
They're rippled.
Steve.
NBA for two, please.
NBA for two. Rick Fox is married to this major POA.
Who is...
Rick, it's your chance to steal. See if you can get back on the big board.
Who is Shelley Long?
Oh, come on. I said major POA.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. She is. Don't mention my favorite actress like that.
Come on. It's the beautiful Vanessa Williams. What do you mean?
Oh, come on now. Everybody looks like that.
Oh, come on.
Shelley Long is unique.
You mean you would do Shelley Long before you could do Vanessa Williams?
Not a heartbeat.
Oh, that's sick.
Wow, just like he talked.
That was.
It's a what?
In a heartbeat.
All right, Steve.
NBA for three, please.
Wacky owner of the 76ers, he climbed hundreds of feet earlier this week to hang a banner.
No idea.
Boring. Sports stuff.
You would know to be climbed hundreds of feet to hang a boner. Stop. Can't hang a banner, though.
Okay, Don. Rick.
I forget his name.
You forget.
It's Pat Croce.
Steve, you're own. Jim Croce's brother. I haven't heard those jokes. Yeah. That's funny. Steve, you're in control.
TV dads for one.
All right, here you go. Name that TV dad.
Good category.
He was Mike Brady.
Who is Robert Reed.
What, Charlie?
I just like him. $1 for you, Steve.
He's dead, you know.
I know.
He died of the AIDS.
I know. Don. All right. You're still in control, Steve.
TV dads for two, please.
He was Al Bundy.
Who is...
Rick.
Sorry.
Come on now, Rick.
Ed O'Neill,
right.
$2 for you. Tied the game, Ricky.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Select again, please. Ricky.
Let's finish it out. TV Dad for three.
He was Herman Munster.
Oh, Herman Munster is,
Sorry, not quick enough. Steve, your chance to steal.
Who is Fred Gwynn?
Fred Gwynn.
The great Fred Gwynn.
Herman Munster. All right, Stevie.
All right, new on home video for one, please.
All right, new on home video or DVD. And perhaps you can give us a brief review of each of these new movies as the answers come out, Charlie.
Sure.
Stars Tom Hanks.
What is Castaway?
Castaway, the best movie of the year. The best movie of the year. Tom Hanks carries the movie. He loses so much weight, and he carries it. All he does is talk to a little ball, and he paints the ball with a little face on it, and it's called Wilson, and it's it made me cry several times, and it's great. As soon as he discovers that he can make fire, a fantastic film. See, the way it works is, Tom Hanks is a UPS guy, actually a FedEx guy.
Okay. Charlie, you're giving us the...
He flies on a plane.
You're giving us the tedious plot summary now.
Oh, okay, Don.
The CBS.
All right, Don.
Okay, who was that? Got that right. Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, go again.
New on home video for two, please.
Stars Russell Crowe.
What is Gladiator?
No. All right, Rick, your chance to steal.
What is, Kent?
I know.
Yeah, Charlie.
Is it American Psycho?
No, it's proof of life.
Oh, I've always got American Psycho on the brain. I can't help it. Steve, you're still
in
control.
Hold on. What's your review of Proof of Life?
Proof of Life is a wonderful film. Proof of Life is a film I didn't see.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Don.
Steve.
New on home video for three, please.
Stars Jeremy Irons.
Stop it.
What's he doing, Ron?
Rick,
yeah.
Rick, it's your I was not.
What is it? Look at my ass when I turn around to look at the paper?
Oh, shut up, Rob.
Are you looking at my ass?
I wasn't looking at your ass. I was not.
Was he, Buzz?
Oh, F you.
Yeah, he was.
F you. Okay, yeah, I was.
Okay, Rick.
All right. I have no idea.
Okay, who would know there was such a movie? It was called Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons, a fantasy spectacular with great action figures. I have them, and they are spectacular. I had a fight between a dragon and a Dalmatian the other night. Steve, you're in control.
Okay, Laura Croft versus one.
Quit it.
What is going on?
Oh, he's an effort. I'm not doing anything. I was stretching my neck.
Looking at your.
I am not looking at Don's ass.
You know what? I'm going to turn like this then.
Yeah. All right,
to just face you like this.
Okay, very good. Can we play the game, please?
Okay.
Rob,
Lara Croft versus Angelina Jolie. What was he looking at now?
Nothing. I was looking at the paper in front of me. That's what I was looking at. The
paper's not over there.
What was he looking
at? Over there.
Was he looking at my wiener?
Yeah.
I had to step on your toes there, Rob.
Oh, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Fight. I like when you put up your dukes. You do it like that John... Who's that guy, John Sullivan? There?
John L. Sullivan.
Watch it.
Watch it, Rob. Okay, who's in charge? Rick?
Steve is in control.
Steve, Lara Croft or Angelina Jolie? This one is older.
Who is Angelina Jolie?
Rick, it's your chance to steal.
I'll go with Lara Croft.
Yes, Lara Croft.
$1 for you, Rick.
Now, in the video game, Lara Croft is 33.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Jolie is 26.
And it's not entertaining. I just want to remind everyone.
Okay.
I prefer John Boyd.
Of course you do.
So he's a great actor. I loved him in Mission Impossible. I loved everything about Mission Impossible.
Of course you did. Can you explain that movie to us?
Mission Impossible is a very complicated plot. Tom Cruise starts out as he's a secret agent.
Okay, never mind.
He has to go. Oh, okay, Don.
Because I know you could explain it. You're probably the only person who could explain Mission Impossible.
I could explain all the details of any tedious plot summary that you would, you know, think of, except that last one.
All right, Lara Croft versus Angelina Jolie
in
for two.
In a heartbeat.
This one has bigger boobs.
That would be Lara Croft.
That was not in the form of a question.
Rick, Steve, I'm sorry, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Lara Croft?
No. Lara Croft is a 34D. Angelina Jolie is a 36C. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. We're boring you with that.
All right, Rick, you're in control.
And you know, technically, even though Lara Croft, the video game is a bigger cup, I gave it to Angelina Jolie because she's a bigger number.
Oh, who cares?
Okay.
All right. My God, breath dog.
I hear you.
Boobs, okay. boobs. Everybody's got them.
All right, I have them.
Let's stay with this for three.
Lara Croft versus Angelina Jolie. This one sleeps with knives.
Who is Angelina Jolie?
Steve, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Lara Croft?
Fooled you.
They both do.
They both do.
That's good. I like that.
That's a trick question.
The girl in the video game does, and Angelina Jolie in real life does.
That, you don't do that very often on Love at Jeopardy. I enjoyed that.
Trick question.
All right, Rick, you're in control. Ricky.
All right, stay to Capitol for one.
It is the Capitol.
Hey, he's doing it again.
What's he doing?
I'm not doing a thing.
Well, Rob, what's he doing?
I'm not doing a thing.
Look it right at your eyes.
No, I wasn't.
Listen, Trick, can I tell you something?
I wasn't.
That's where the poops come out.
I wasn't looking there.
That's a nasty,
I wasn't looking there.
Smelly, hairy area.
I wasn't looking there.
Body.
I was not looking there.
Okay.
Damn it.
It is the capital of the state of Maryland, Rick.
Capital of Maryland is,
Steve, it's your chance to steal.
What is Annapolis?
$1 for
Annapolis,
Steve.
Yes.
Taking a commanding lead as we head to the home stretch of the horse race.
Steve, go again, please.
Facing capitals for two, please.
Capital of Georgia.
What is Atlanta?
Right.
$2. Okay, Peachy. Go ahead, Steve.
States and capitals for three, please.
It is the capital of Louisiana.
What is Baton Rouge?
$3. Way to go. You know your states and capitals.
And Baton Rouge reminds me of another movie that you reviewed recently that you loved.
Mm-hmm.
Moulin Rouge.
Oh. Don't get me started. Moulin Rouge. If you want to see what is really the best movie of the summer, nothing's going to touch it. I'll tell you why. The singing, the dancing, and the cinematography. The cinematography is fantastic. It's absolutely wonderful. I'd love it if it was outside. I'd like to take it outside to a Boy Scout rally.
Charlie, do both of these guys go to Final Love at Jeopardy?
Absolutely. They both have points. Steve has a total of $12, and Rick has $3.
Okay, good. Hold on there, fellas.
I like anything with Jude Law.
Hold on. Right, is that the guy from The Talented Mr. Ripley?
Yes, he's the guy that was the one that was with Matt Damon, who is also wonderful.
Yeah.
He's exquisite.
I know.
He's not wonderful. He's exquisite.
Okay.
He's outstanding.
Okay. He's magnificent.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
I'll pick Jim J. Bullock.
Jim J. Bullock! All right, Jim. Jim, who is your friend? Who is that?
John, you mentioned this is like my date earlier.
Yes?
I've had many dates do this. Just fall asleep out of total boredom.
He's really
asleep.
Look
at this. Oh, no. What a great. Oh, she woke up to pay attention to you. His name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Hey, hi, Charlie. Are you awake?
Are you good with animals?
Charlie's been slobbering all over my hand. There's snot and slobber all over my hand.
That's right, Charlie.
Yeah. And the microphone.
7.5 inches long and about 3 inches in girth. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey, Charlie Stossel. Hey, guess who can't take a joke?
Who's that?
Charlie Stossel's real-life girlfriend, Stephanie.
Oh, no. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing, Steph?
Pretty good.
How are you?
Fine.
What can we do for you?
You're on the air.
What can we do for you?
I know.
What can we do for you, Stephanie?
Why don't you tone it down?
We're just having fun.
Wow.
We're just having fun.
How great is this?
We're just having fun.
Why don't you tone it down, honey?
I haven't said anything.
Nice. So why don't you tone it down, like, to not call in? Come on.
Well, I know what you guys think is funny, and...
It is.
There's a limit.
It's just a joke.
There's a limit. Honey, he's a public figure on this show. And furthermore, it emasculates him even more to have his girlfriend calling in defending him. Charlie Stossel would not be pissed at this.
It's a gag.
But it does make him look like a robo-pussy to have his girlfriend call in and try to scream at us about
it. You didn't have me call in.
No. Well, okay, or even if you're doing it on your own.
No, I understand that.
No, it's all in good fun.
Gotcha.
We all have thick skins. We all get our chops busted. Okay.
But it is funny that you're calling in to defend him and to tell us to tone it down. How much would you like us to tone it down? 10%? 15%? 20%?
Sounds good.
Okay.
20%.
20%.
20%. Specifically, what would you like?
Well, no gay references.
We're not making gay references.
I think I asked the character Charlie Stiles if he was homo, and he said no.
He said no. Did you hear that?
I must have missed that part.
There's never been a comment that says, and I've denied every time I've been asked. I have denied, Stephanie. And Stephanie, you know the truth.
Deny.
Right.
You know the real truth, so be content with that.
Be secure.
Okay.
Honey, me don't think the girlfriend protests too much.
Come on now, it's all just fun. Okay.
Okay, good.
All right.
I tell you, if he was a real man, he'd beat your ass tonight when he sees you.
Oh, Jesus, stop it.
But no chance of that happening.
Ah, stop it.
Christ. He'd pull an OJ on you. Cut your head
off. Oh, my goodness.
Jesus, don't you ever call that radio show and try to defend me. They're just doing a bit.
God damn. Well, anything else, Stephanie?
No, that's it.
All right, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
See you tonight. Slumber party.
There she goes.
There we go.
Wow.
Charlie Stossel's a real life girl. How funny is that?
My God.
How funny is that?
Well, I'm proud. I'm proud of her. Proud.
Yeah.
I want to thank her.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy now with Rick and with Steve.
Wonderful.
Charlie, let me ask you before we play.
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Between the two of you.
Yeah.
Who has bigger balls?
Steph.
Yeah.
Yes, Steph does.
I think she just proved that.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
She got the bigger sack, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I think everything's fine. I'm so sad.
Don't be sad.
No.
Don't be sad, Charlie.
You pushed it too far, though.
Hey, listen. I had help.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
That Mike O'Mara, what a prick.
Who has bigger friends? Charlie Stossel or his girlfriend?
I'd say it's a draw.
Wow.
It is a draw. Absolutely.
Hey, incidentally, if you're listening, Stephanie, this is toned back 20%.
Yes, we toned it back 20%.
We pulled it back 20% for your satisfaction.
Absolutely.
That's what we want to do, is a show every day that's not going to piss off Charlie Stossel's girlfriend.
Unbelievable, but true.
Okay, Rick and Steve, are you there, guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go with Final Low Budget Jeopardy, the special Father's Day edition.
Father's Day!
And you're going to have, a relatively easy chance. Here's the answer. Anthony Quinn died 2 weeks ago at age 86.
He will be missed.
Zarba! Here's the answer. Within two, I'll give you two either way, the number of children that Anthony Quinn fathered. Okay, within two, the number of children that Anthony Quinn fathered. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my brand new book, The Full Stossel. My elaborate collection of self-made black and white nudes taken in and out of the master bath. The Full Stossel. Yes, you Stossel, as you've never seen him before. Nude and proud. Shaved and stubbled. Sweaty and dry. And best of all, it comes with stickers! Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Charlotte Stossel. I want to talk to Rick from New York first.
Yes,
right?
He's the low person on the poll.
All right, now, Rick, we'll give it to you within two. Number of children that Anthony Quinn fathered.
What is 16?
Can't give it to you.
Sorry about that. Okay, Steve, your chance to steal.
All right, Steve, if you have the right answer, you are the big wiener.
What is 8?
What is 8? No.
No. 0. 0-0.
Guys, Anthony Quinn had 13 children.
Wow.
Eggs, which means we would accept 11, 12, 13, 14, or 15.
Oh, what a pig he was.
Mm. It's the type of game that Ken Stevens and Alan Einwand love, because we're giving away absolutely no money today. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Steve. Don't
Thanks,
go away,
Tom.
Mad. Just go away. Here is Charlie Stossel, represented by his girlfriend, Stephanie, to tell you what you've won.
First of all, boys, you have won a WWF King of the Ring prize pack, courtesy of WWF, Comcast, and Cox Cable. Treat your dad like a king for Father's Day by ordering WWF King of the Ring on Sunday, June 24th at 8 p.m. Call your Comcast Cox system to order now, but wait, Don.
There's more, Charlie.
You've won a widescreen personal organizer courtesy of Graffiti Audio Video. Graffiti Audio Video has four locations to serve you. DuPont Circle, Tenley Town, Bethesda, and their new location in Fair City Mall in Fairfax.
Let me just ask him, those four locations, which one do you shop at?
I shop at all of them, simultaneous.
So which one of the, out of the four cities, four areas you just mentioned?
DuPont Circle, Don.
Okay.
I was trying to tell
you. Don.
I know you're trying to do the 20%.
Don.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Can I
Who's
say
this?
Something?
Which one is this? Who's talking? Is it Rick?
This is Rick.
I thought it might be. Sure, Rick.
Can I say something?
Sure.
To my kids, Jordan and Erica, your daddy lost to an accountant.
All right, Dad. Thank you, Rick, and thank you, Steve.
All right, guys. You're welcome, guys. Thanks
have a
for
great
everything.
Weekend and a great Father's Day, both of you. Thank you very much for listening. And, Charlie, what can I say?
Oh, it's been an interesting adventure, roller coaster ride. Mm-hmm. I could give you the tedious plot summary, but it would take too long.
Okay, well, have a great weekend with the various kids that you're going to be bathing, and with the dogs you're bathing, and your Broadway shows, and of course the beautiful fair-haired Stephanie.
Yes, absolutely. That I think that saga will continue.
I think so.
Absolutely.
We toned it down 20% for you.
We did. We tried.
Stop looking at my ass.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
Charlie, always remember.
Is that what you were doing?
Yes, I was. Always remember. Never forget.
The whole time.
Love by the Jeopardy is a production of
Corin Incorporated and it's a tribute to my King World.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Don.
Bye. Hey, that's the highlight for me today.
That's pretty interesting.
Charlie's girlfriend.
God, I guess we know who's got the bigger penis of that family.
Well, you know, I met her, and she didn't talk a lot when I met her.
She sure did talk a lot when she was on the show.
Yeah, and she called you off-air, too, right? Didn't she? I mean,
She didn't know that I was answering the telephone. I want them to tone it down. Tone it down. It's not funny now. Mm. They're going too far with it.
God, we only do that because your boyfriend is secure.
Well,
right.
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 Very secure. Okay. Time to go to Buzz now.
Wow.
With news and comments.
Buzz. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Guy Birdley.
Me. He made it up.
Buzz, lead story tonight. Stephanie called in?
No, but this is an interesting coincidence.
What is it?
Our headline tonight, Mobster Whacked Because He Was Gay.
Oh!
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
It's not him, right? No, not
okay,
that good.
Not Tony Soprano. Okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show. Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studio. Stat.
About a bumper, Joe.
Radio Zeus's with the juices.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's it. Thank you, Super Joe. News and comment with Buzz today, brought to you by Egars.com. Your source for Hoyo de Monterey and Punch Cigars. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. Now here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A New York mobster got whacked because he was gay. This according to an FBI informant. John D'Amato, who was a close friend of mob leader John Gotti, became...
Oh, I thought it was Finger Stossel.
No. John D'Amato. Close friend of mob leader John Gotti became the boss of another crime family. But the married mobster also had a secret gay life, frequenting gay clubs and picking up male prostitutes in the meatpacking district.
Charlie the Hat.
And that, says the informant, is why he was killed. Charlie Popcorns.
Charlie Butt Plugs.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
A young Stephanie, and if you're still listening, that joke was toned down.
20%
for you. Our prices are insane.
Insane.
A young woman who interned in the nation's capital is still missing, and the congressman she befriended is still not talking.
This is a slow-growing story, isn't
it? Very slow. The girl's parents now admit their daughter was having an affair with California Democrat Gary Condit. They hadn't said that before. The parents are trying to turn up the heat on the congressman, who admits he spent some time with the 24-year-old at his Washington apartment. The congressman, who is married, denies he knows anything about the young woman's disappearance.
You think he had a whack? Yeah, you know, I don't know, but I thought all along, since they have, like, what do they have, cell phone records that say
yeah.
that
oh, yeah.
they were calling each other constantly?
Yeah, and as soon as he came out and admitted that she had spent a night at his house,
yeah.
I mean, it's just weird, you know? I mean, that's one of the things where you just come clean right away.
Very slow growing.
That's like saying that is a very sad story, but I sort of wish some of our interns would disappear.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't want to sleep with them and have to kill them.
Right.
No. I just wish they'd just go away.
Just vanish?
Yeah. That's
too much work. They finally found the winner of that $24 million big game lottery jackpot, and just in time.
Eat my bung. Dickweed.
No,
wasn't him.
Wasn't P. Diddy. 40-year-old Melvin Milligan of Passaic, New Jersey, produced his winning ticket by mailing it in.
Wow.
By regular mail, not even express. It wasn't certified. It wasn't insured. Lottery officials say they're astounded. The winning number, drawn nearly a year ago, was just about to expire, in which case the money would have gone back into the pot.
How
stupid.
Unbelievable. That's record-breaking stupid.
What's the guy's name?
Marvin Milligan. Melvin Milligan, sorry. Melvin Milligan.
Is he a senior citizen?
He's only 40 years old.
Lucky Mel. Lucky
yeah.
Mel.
Lots of lucky Mels around. I mean, look at the Tonys, Mel Brooks.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
More and more schools have been telling the Boy Scouts to have their meeting somewhere else unless and until they stop discriminating against gays.
Well, now you're going to bring Charlie Sasso back into the discussion.
God,
again.
You just can't stop it, bud.
Stephanie, you should know this.
It's in the news. Yeah, just materialized.
This news story
has buzz.
This has been toned down 20% for
this
you.
This is buzz doing this.
Stephanie, Charlie Stossel's overprotective girlfriend.
Yesterday, led by right-winger Jesse Helms, the Senate voted to cut off federal funding for school districts that banned the Boy Scouts. That was tacked onto a big education reform bill. It wasn't even necessary, since a federal judge had already ruled the Scouts cannot be barred from public facilities. It's more of a message, really, a hateful message, according to gay rights groups. Quoting a New York school board member, "It's astounding hypocrisy coming from Republicans who've always talked about not telling local school boards what to do."
You've got a merit badge for keeping a secret. Now come here.
CBS is still suing Fox, claiming that Boot Camp is a direct ripoff of Survivor.
Sure it is. CBS, that's our parent company, Buzz. Damn right. Goddamn right.
Absolutely.
CBS.
Now, Lucky Mel.
Fox has been trying to get the case thrown out, saying that the shows are completely different because, unlike Survivor, Boot Camp's not rigged.
Catty, catty, meow, meow.
Sounds clever. The judge didn't buy it.
Catty, catty, meow, meow.
Judge ruled that even if Survivor was rigged, it wouldn't matter. He says CBS still has a right to protect its copyrighted property.
Happy ass. CBS, new home of Richard Dreyfuss.
Fantastic. Rob greeted him on the street last night.
Rob saw Richard Dreyfuss last night on the street. And what, you leaned out of the car. What did you yell at him?
I said, "Richard Dreyfuss, we love you. Welcome to CBS."
And he laughed.
He laughed. He loved it.
Of course he laughed.
Good.
He's working for CBS.
Voting accident.
Marlon Brando has just finished his part in an upcoming De Niro movie.
I'd like to show. I just want to get some, I'd like some cannoli.
Columnist Cindy Adams says Brando got $10 million for 10 days' work.
That'll buy some lunch meat.
But she also says Brando is still very fat and that he goes to extremes to make sure that fatness doesn't get plastered all over the big screen.
Why is my midget look alike?
He demands facial close-ups only.
Facial close-ups, not don't show the ass.
Now, to guarantee this, that's exactly what he wants.
And don't show my ass.
To guarantee this, Cindy Adams says Brando comes to the set.
Look at my boy.
Completely nude.
Look what they did.
Oh.
Look what they did to my sonny. Look what they did to my sonny.
They did to you. She She also reports that nobody wanted to see this, so the movie crew covered up his fat, naked body with robes and towels.
Fat chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kal-El.
$10 million.
Kal-El's dad, actually. Jor-El.
Right.
Jor-El. Right, it's Superman.
Yeah, comic books.
Madonna fans in Germany are being asked to have sex with strangers to win tickets to her concert.
Hello. If you would like to have tickets to Madonna, you must have sex with strangers. Clink, what do you think of this idea?
Hi, I'm writing in because I saw the ad for free tickets, and I'd love to see Madonna, and I will have sex with you.
Have sex with Sergeant Schultz.
That's fine. We will perform an erotic act that he will enjoy, and I will see Madonna.
Have sex with Charlie Stossel.
Absolutely. I hear you, Major.
How about with his overprotective girlfriend, Stephanie?
I'm not going near her. Thank you, Major Hochstetter.
The tickets are being offered by a German website that's promising that if you have sex with one of its reporters, you get the tickets. About 24 people have signed up so far. 12 guys are on board, hoping to have sex with a female reporter for the website.
Is there a female reporter that we could sleep with?
There he is, Klink.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm sorry, you're not Klink.
No, I'm generic big German doofus. That's the big generic German doofus voice.
However, you should know the reporter is the German equivalent of Liz Smith.
Oh, ach du lieber, I'll give her strudel und do her in the bar.
Have butt sex with the German.
Yeah, boy, we like that in einem Duft.
A half dozen women have applied to have sex with one of the three men on the staff.
Oh, tickle my beanbag.
And here it is again. 4 gay readers have volunteered to have sex with a gay staff member. The winners...
Ach du lieber!
...will be drawn Monday.
For all the men, you will have sex with the German equivalent of Bob Levy.
Ooh!
From the Washington Post.
Jawohl. Ooh, einen Column.
Buzz.
Yes.
You have time for one story left.
Some parents in Florida are suing Sony Pictures over the movie The Animal. Jim and Anna Mora say Sony failed to adequately warn moviegoers there'd be scenes of human and animal sex acts that are not appropriate for kids.
Sex acts?
So they're suing Sony for $90,000. And by the way, the couple is also suing Sony for steering people to the movie with phony reviews. Sony recently admitted that one of its employees has been planting phony reviewer quotes in ads for Sony movies.
Do a big investigation. See how many companies have done that over the years.
I saw something on the Today Show today. Right. This was their lead story about Sony.
Right.
That Sony, even in ads for the movie The Patriot,
mm-hmm.
you know where they have the kind where people are coming out of the theater and they're saying, oh, this is great?
Right.
Some of the people were Sony employees.
Sure.
Some of the people were actors. And they figured out that since there was like no tie for black people to go see the movie,
right.
since it's all Revolutionary War stuff with just like white guys fighting white guys,
mm-hmm. right?
That they better get some Sony employees, some black Sony employees to come out. So they had them coming out, and they were saying, oh, it's great. It's a great movie for everybody.
Cheating the one and only.
Yeah.
Sony.
Yeah, amazing.
Sony. All right. Amazing. Buzz, thank you.
You're back.
Thank you for the news and comments. We'd stay longer tonight, but everybody's got to get out of here. We've got to call 100 right now on a prize package selected especially for you, so please be assertive. Phone number 877-365-3636. Joe, go.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Nancy, I'm helping Hank winch a trailer. I'll see you for dinner.
Sorry, Shug. I get to anchor eyewitness weather tonight. There's high winds blowing. Might be a tornado. This could be the disaster I've been waiting for. So keep your fingers crossed.
Well, what about my supper?
I left a carton of cigarettes on the table.
I think I'll keep...
They like to kiss fuzzy. Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, defending champ Tiger Woods struck open today, falling 9 strokes behind early second-round co-leaders
There's a misprint here. Goosen, Mark Brooks, and J.L. Lewis, all at 400. What's Goosen's first name?
Retief.
Retief Goosen. It's
from Sweden. Retief Goosen.
It's not a misprint. That's his name.
I announced that name in front of a whole bunch of people one time. I did.
Say hi to Retief Goosen.
Retief Goosen.
Goosen was the first round leader with a 66. Woods completed a rain-delayed first round today, shooting a 4-over-par 74 for his worst open score in 3 years.
And a funny story, one of my friends, just to bust my balls, the day I'm doing that at the President's Cup, and it's going to be on NBC, comes up to me and tells me that the G is silent, just to F with me, like minutes before, so I would have been up there going, Usen.
Usen.
Boston's Pedro Martinez won't go on the disabled list. Red Sox manager Jimmy Williams says Pedro will be back next week during the three-game series in Tampa. Martinez is benched with a sore right shoulder.
He'll be fine.
But you'll still be shaving your head.
I think you might be right.
And this story is for Charles Broyhill, back at home.
Yeah.
Now the Pittsburgh Steelers can catch up with other teams.
Hey, Buzz, you're funny.
Their new stadium will be called Heinz Field.
Buzz, you took your funny pills.
There'll be a big plastic ketchup bottle next to the new stadium. The Steelers are enduring this humiliation and trade for nearly $3 million a year.
There you go.
And finally, arrest a couple of strippers, put them in the county jail, and sit back and wait for the fun. In Omaha, deputies say a couple of girls were giving the other inmates a free show by lifting their blouses as the new prisoners filed past their cell.
That's right.
The strippers now face new charges of lewd conduct.
New!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
No!
Sorry, we gotta go. Our thanks to everybody at the fine WNEW radio station in New York.
Yeah.
We'll be back at home back in D.C. on Monday on WJFK. Have a great Father's Day weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves, okay?
Please don't.
Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. And we'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. And hi, what's your name, my friend?
Nate from Spokane.
Nate, you won the WWF King of the Ring prize pack, courtesy of WWF, Comcast, and Cox Cable. Treat your dad like a king for Father's Day.
Right on.
Order WWF King of the Ring Sunday, June 24th, 8 p.m. Call your Comcast or Cox system to order now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our thanks today to Snapper Jones.
Yeah.
NBA Finals tonight, probably the last game on NBC. Also, our thanks to Beaver Cleaver, Jerry Mathers. It's a Leave It to Beaver Fandemonium weekend starting tomorrow morning at 6 East Coast time on Nick at Night's TV Land.
I'll be up watching.
And also thanks to P. Diddy, P. Johnson, for being on the show today.
Always a pleasure, Peter.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you on Monday. Thank you, and good night, Mike.
Thank you, good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, Buzz.
Thank you, good night, Don.
And now, Rob.
Happy Father's Day, Don and Mike.
With your giant head.
Thank you, Rob.
With your giant head with no hat that would possibly fit it. Please, throw it. Throw the hat in the air, just like Sidney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it.
See you Monday.
Oh, Lord, Don.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.